Astronauts to the moon.
Ignition sequence start. 3, 2, 1.
Houston, we have a problem.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. We can't be on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue.
What you're seeing here is a mirage. Mirage.
What's going on, everyone? It's Jaren from Jarenism back with another live video for you, a pre-show, a prelude, I don't know, an intro, whatever you want to call it. We are live, and I'm having a hard time figuring out how to turn off this video to start. Okay, we're going to be here in a second, I promise you. I don't know. What's going on? I can't get that little... Oh, you got to turn this one off. Hello! Welcome to the show. This is Jaren from Jarenism. With me is Alex Stein. Alex, what's up, my friend?
Yo, Jaren, it's such a pleasure always to be on the air live with you.
You're at Dave's house. I had no idea.
I am. I'm here. I'm staying here till next Friday. We're going to shoot some flat earth footage. He's showing me the Flat Earth Yacht Club. Did y'all know David has a flat is the creator of the Flat Earth Yacht Club?
I didn't know that.
Neither did I. Hey, look at this house, dude. I mean, it's immaculate. That piano. Owen Benjamin needs to come there and play a freaking Beethoven.
Welcome to the show. If you don't know what's going on, it is a prelude. Like I said, it's a pre-show. We're going to go to DLive immediately after this. Hopefully DLive is working well. Let me check over there. Is everybody seeing us? Are we live? What's up, Chicago artist, Julie Bennett? Welcome to the show, Bedridden Bear. Without question, all you guys over there. And thank you, everybody on YouTube. This is the first time I've ever gone live without OBS. Well, in many a moon. I don't know how long ago it was. So we are doing no OBS today. We are just doing StreamYard, which means we can actually place your comments in there. Let's see here. Like this one. Screw yacht clubs. How about that one?
Oh, there we go.
Anyone else?
I'm not the member. You got to take that up with David.
How about this one? Anyone else today told that not only need to wear a mask, but also goggles or a shield as well? This BS has got to stop. I'm going to lose my mind. Thank you, Maggles. But, you know, we are just talking before the show. Alex is going to do something hilarious. He's going to go to Target and other places, and he's going to do something called goggle shame, which should be happening all over the place, right? Explain it.
Well, basically, I'm just going to go to places with goggles on, and I think I'm going to put out some literature to show people, and I'm going to show them Fauci saying you need goggles. Like, I'm going to, you know, basically show them that and be like, where are your goggles, man? You're at risk. And I'm going to tell them about how many deaths. There's 100. I'm going to tell them how there was, you know, 666 deaths in Florida last month. I'm going to tell them all the good stuff that they need to know. But, Jared, I got to say this before we even talk about the video. You know, I didn't realize that you're a Satan worshiper because you have Tom Hanks' voice in your intro from Apollo 11. That's Tom Hanks, and he's Children's Adrenochrome. So,
yeah, you think I should get rid of it?
No, I think you need more. I think you need more Tom Hanks, honestly. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding about that, obviously. But she's so right. Is Jaren, that's how ticky-tacky we're getting, is now the goggle police are coming out. The everything police is going to come out. Dude, that police you for not wearing... Dude, in the New World Order, there might be a uniform, Jaren, and then there's going to be uniform police because you're not wearing the proper military-grade gray color like we're all supposed to wear.
It's happening. What's up? Sue Finelli says what's up to both of us. Welcome to the show. So to start off, we thought we'd do a little something funny because we all need a little laughter in our life. So what we're going to do is we're going to show you a video. If you didn't see it, I think it came out yesterday, maybe the day before. Media Bear put out a little video. Then today on my walk, I always tune in to Jeff Berwick's Dollar Vigilante to see what he's got to say. And believe it or not, he included himself in the Media Bear video, which I thought was funny. And then I had the idea. Welcome, Globusters. Nice to see you again. And then I had the idea. Oh, wait. I'm going to put myself into this video. And then I reached out to Alex and said, Alex, I need a picture of you. I need a video of you. So basically, if you keep your eye on this video, you will not only see me in there, you will not only see Jeff Berwick, but you'll also see Alex and maybe some special animals of his. So we're going to watch that. We'll be right back. It's about a 3-minute video. We all need a little laughter, and hopefully this brings a little laughter to your life. It did me. Here you go. This is Media Bear. The link is in the description. Please follow him. And I believe it's called Safety Mask, because we all need to wear a mask if we want to.
Science.
new because masks are normalized. They react and attack when they don't see a mask and their tempers start to rise. You can mask if you want to, though you're healthy and so am I. You can wear PPE from your head to your feet, but the virus will survive. They say, wear a mask, wear a mask, Rona is out of control. Everyone, you comply. Wear a mask, wear a mask. Everybody's wearing a mask. Your safety mask. You need a safety mask. Oh, safety mask. Get a safety mask.
I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Put a mask on. I'm going to start wearing two or three.
That's my temperature.
Nope. Unfortunately, not high enough.
No. Can I come in your store and shop, please?
I'll allow it at 97.6. You're fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yes, good. See, Victoria Freeman says, thanks for this, smiling now. That's all. That's the goal here. That's what we're trying to do, is keep you happy, keep you from basically killing yourself, because that's what it's coming down to, I think. But yeah, my goal is to start wearing two, three, maybe four masks at a time. I think it's the best thing for me and for you, right? I mean, I'm really thinking about you guys out there more than I am myself.
Yeah, so. It's official. It's official. It's masks. It's mask season now. I was anti-mask, but now, dude, it's about the mask life. Because you know what? This virus, these nanoparticles, dude, y'all don't want to mess with these nanoparticles because they are freaking everywhere. There's germs everywhere, guys. Cross contamination. I'm not trying to do all that. I'm done with all that, Jaren. I'm done being a ruthless guy.
Let's think about it, though. Think about all the things that could possibly be invisible in the sky. Like, I never thought about it before. Like, yeah, okay, we got COVID. We got corona. Okay, so that's, you can't see it. Like, right here where I'm holding in my hands, numerous corona.
Oh, dude, there's like I can almost see the corona. Like, I know I can't see it, but there's so much. I do see some sort of ether mass. Honestly, look, I feel like
there's a piece. Oh,
that's for sure something. That is for sure bacteria. That's infested.
I'm going to get this tested. Let me put it over here. So my whole thing is, I never even thought about all the other things that could be in there.
Well, see, I'm worried about them getting corona on the space station, Jaren. What if they got corona on the ISS? Could you imagine how scary that would be? And has we seen any mask footage of them in the ISS? That's ridiculous. Until I see them with a mask on, I don't think they're participating with us, man. They're not in it with us.
No, actually, they're costing lives, really, if you look at it that way. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, anybody not
wearing a mask is actually costing lives. They're not saving lives. I'm into saving lives by wearing three, four masks at a time. Even if it kills me, I'm saving lives. That's the way I look at it. So this is what we're going to do from now on. And this is the way you stay on YouTube, by the way, is you just say masks are great. Everybody needs to wear one. And every time you mention Dr. Anthony Fauci, make sure you also mention that he is America's top leading infectious disease expert. I mean, I would never say his name without putting that in front of it.
He's one of the best, dude. He's a career guy. He knows everything. We don't need to learn anything. He knows it all for us, Jaren. We don't need to think about it that hard.
Who would win in an arm wrestling match between Dr. Anthony, I'm sorry, America's infectious disease expert, Anthony, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Respect him, dude.
And, you know, God bless his soul. Peace be upon him, really. And Bill Gates.
Wow, that pitch. If Fauci would have thrown that pitch any better, I would say Fauci because he's so smart. But that pitch was so poor. And speaking of Bill Gates in the mask, why have we not, my favorite, my leader, Bill Gates, I'm surprised I haven't seen him with a mask on yet. I'm really sad about that. I saw Trump, who forget about him. Where's Billy Boy, my man, my leader, Billy Boy, with his mask on? That, he hasn't appeared yet with that on, I don't think.
I haven't seen him. It's a good point.
No, I was just reading a thread about it. No, my Messiah has not had the mask on. And see, it's good if the mask kills you, Jaren. It's good if the mask kills you because that's good for the climate, dude. You're taking less, you'll have a less carbon footprint if you're dead. That's why it's good to wear the mask, bro.
Did you see this mask? This is my favorite mask out there right now. It's the Dr. Anthony Fauci not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I messed up again. America's top leading infectious disease expert, hero, savior of mankind, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Trying to stay on YouTube as long as possible. So this is all great stuff. We're going to move on and watch something else that I think is important that people really need to get in line for now, and that is the vaccine.
Well, so, we've heard Bill and Melinda Gates say that they're only going to offer it to people of color first. So, and you know, there's only limited supplies, Jaren. So right now I'm really focused on trying to get that because the aborted fetal DNA, I heard it works wonders on the flu.
Yeah, no, I need to get more flu shots myself. And I told everybody that when the vaccine comes, I don't know about them, but I don't think one's enough. I have two arms and two legs. And really, an upper leg, like a thigh, and a lower leg. So I'm picturing six.
And you have a heart. You don't remember the heart area. That'd be a good. That's where I want most of the vaccine to go for me.
And neck. Neck is the quickest way to get to your blood-brain barrier. Exactly. So I think eight. I'm going to go with eight vaccines. They're free. Actually, you get a $5 coupon from Target when you get one. So if you get eight, that's a $40 Target coupon.
Dude, if you go through the self-checkout, you can steal, too. So then you get a bunch of stuff. You buy $40 worth of stuff, and you steal some steaks. And you're having a good dinner. You know what I mean? Then we're really living life. Yeah. This is entertainment purposes only. We don't condone any thievery. But, no. You know, guys, when they're giving out coupons for freaking vaccines, sign me up. That sounds about right.
Yes. If it's free, then it's for me, and I'll take three is what, you know, that's the saying. That's the way it goes. So, was Dearth at your house, Alex? Because that looks exactly like the house he was in. Yes, that is Dearth's house. Mm-hmm. All right. Jaren, what about the rest of us? We need him too. You know, Dilly Gill, it's up to you, but I say first come, first serve. If I get in line eight times and then there's not enough vaccine for you, you know, reach out to Moderna, call 1-800 aborted fetal cells, and, you know, maybe they'll ship it directly to you. I don't know.
Yeah, or call you. Go to your nearest Kaiser Permanente and wait in line. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do.
Because they're, you know, they want you to thrive, and the only way you can thrive is with thimerosal.
Mercury for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's awesome, dude. It's awesome. It's a preservative, dude. It makes it last forever. It's really good, and it's like you said, it's great for the blood brain barrier. It really helps with other medications getting there.
In fact, if anybody has any other items that we can inhale or ingest that have formaldehyde in them, can you email me? Because I want as much of that possible. So reach out, because yeah, it's really important for me to get any latex rubber I can in my system. So please do. All right. So let's look at, Alex has already gone out. Now he's ahead of the game for me. I have not gone out looking for where we can get in line for the latest vaccine. He has. So let's bring that up real quick.
It's harder than you think, Jaren. It's you know, I have a spot saved. I have a little place saved. But yeah, show the people that they'll be able to get a better understanding of it, I think.
Let's see. We'll go here. All right. And let's bring this up and see what we can do. This is from Conspiracy Castle's channel. It'll be up pretty soon. I don't think it's up for everybody yet, but let's go ahead and watch this.
This is the world premiere.
First in line for the coronavirus vaccine. I'm the first one here. That means I'm the first one getting it. Hooray! I can't wait to get the coronavirus vaccine!
Get it.
Yeah.
Hey, do y'all know where the line is for the corona vaccine? You go there. Are there people waiting in it yet? Okay. Guys, we're going in line for the coronavirus. I think I might be first in line. I'm trying to find the line for the vaccine. It's really hard. I mean, there's nobody waiting yet. I got my stuff. I don't know. I don't see anybody else waiting. Hey, man. Man, do you know where where's the line for the coronavirus vaccine?
I don't know.
I want to be the first one in line.
Hey, are you recording?
Yeah, because I want to be
Why
on.
Why are you recording?
Because I want to go viral on TikTok. Because I want to be the first person on. To get the vaccine.
Okay, I don't know nothing about a vaccine, but you need to start.
Okay, I'm sorry. Ma'am, do you know where the line for the coronavirus vaccine is?
No idea.
Do you know if people are waiting in it?
I didn't even know we had a vaccine.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's ready. I want to get in line.
Oh, I don't know.
Is there no, do you know where I can get in line? Because I don't want to. You don't have, is there, do you know, have you heard of anything about the line or anything? Hey, you don't know where the line for the coronavirus vaccine is, do you? Like, the line for the coronavirus vaccine? Do you know if there's a line yet for it? Well, I know, but I want to be the first in line for it. Okay. I don't know where the line is. Nobody knows where the line is. Y'all don't know where the line is for the coronavirus vaccine?
No.
Bill Gates said only black people are getting it, I think, first. I want to wait in line. I'm nervous. I don't want to make sure to get it. You don't know where the line is, do you? The line for the coronavirus vaccine? Bill Gates said they're not going to give it to white people. Hey, ma'am, you don't know where the line for the coronavirus vaccine is, do you? Bill Gates said, like, not everybody's going to get it. I want to be first in line. For the coronavirus vaccine. I swear, I want to wait in line. I don't want to miss it. Yes. No. You don't have any idea where to go? Where do people usually wait in line for vaccines? Hey, do y'all work here? Do y'all know where the line for the coronavirus vaccine is? I'm trying to find it on my maps. I don't know. Y'all know where it is? People waiting in line for it?
I have no clue. I didn't even
know the name. They don't. I just want to make sure I'm first in line for it. Y'all don't know?
Is it not on history?
That's what I'm trying to find it.
I don't think
there is it? Well, then I'll be in first. Ma'am, you don't know where the coronavirus vaccine line is, do you? I want to be the first in line. You don't know? The coronavirus vaccine, like, I want to be first in line because there's limited amounts. That's what I'm saying, there's not. I want to be first in line. Where would the person want for that shit? Baylor, y'all need to do this. I want the vaccine.
It's impossible to find anybody who knows where the line starts for the coronavirus vaccine.
I don't understand. So you don't know where the coronavirus vaccine line is, do you?
Line?
Yeah, because I heard they said Bill Gates and all those people of color are going to get in stuff. I want to make sure I'm in line.
I doubt that's true.
But that's what he said on the news. That's what he said. You don't know where the line is for the vaccine trial? Or I want to take it. Hey, officer, do you know where the line is for the coronavirus vaccine? Do you know, is anybody waiting in line yet for it?
I don't work for Baylor. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know they hadn't come out with it. I want to make sure I'm the first person to get the Rona, the vaccine. Nobody can help me. Where's the vaccine line? Jumping bag race. Oh my God, this is so much fun. Sleeping bag race. Man, I got my thermos. I got my sleeping bag. I guess I'll just freaking hang out right here. Just kind of chillax, you know, until we get this virus taken care of, you know, I can suntan a little, got the planes. We're going to figure out this coronavirus one way or the other. I mean, I'm not going to let it defeat me. Not me. I'm first in line. Excuse me, I don't want my mask. Coronavirus is not going to take me out. I'll be the first to get the vaccine. Thank you, Bill Gates.
Thank you. Vote Joe Biden.
That's really the most important part of was the end. Vote Joe Biden.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because we want him to get that message out there. So, you know, it scares me.
Make sure to point that out. Trump is racist. Let's just point that out. That's how you stay on YouTube. Just say Trump is racist, and we all need to wear masks, and we all need to get in line for the vaccination as soon as possible. So that's the real truth that's out there.
And Jaren, can you believe people probably believe us right now? That's the sad thing, is that we're doing this hokey pokey, and people in the chat are freaked out. They think that we're
people in the chat saying they're leaving. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I know.
This is the one thing I have to say, and this is maybe reaching out to you for, you know, I don't know, because you're kind of new to YouTube or whatever. But one thing I've always done is not cared what anybody has said in the chat. Now, have I lost a lot of people that used to watch me? Yes. Have I been told I'm the Antichrist and that I'm going to burn in hell for some of the stuff I've said or done? Yes, of course. But again, there's a few people who like me, like 10 or 11, which is...
Jaren, I'd like to make this point. This is what's so important with you is people want you to be not edgy at all. Sky Bear, calm down. They want the flat earth to be freaking alphabet, cookie cutter, same stuff. As soon as you say anything against God or anything joke about it, people take it so seriously when they don't realize, because if we can be a little edgy too. We can have a little humor. Sorry, I feel like people do give you slack because they don't realize you get to joke around. You don't have to be dead serious all the time.
Love it. People, Alex is a Satanist. He's wearing the Baphomet mask busted. I guess they've never seen a Dallas Cowboys mask upside down.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But that was done on purpose, so they're smart. I mean, I'm just... Because
obviously, it's just so like funny.
They think that you're trying to like hide that or something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I thought it was funny. It's good stuff. And again, it's going to be even funnier when he goes around doing what needs to be done quickly, and that is goggle shaming. Because if you're not wearing goggles, it's no different than not wearing a mask. The only one telling you you have to wear a mask is America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And he's also said that you need to be wearing goggles. Therefore, they're the same.
So, tomorrow, Jared, the cat's going crazy. Tomorrow at Walmart, I'm going to get probably beaten up when I go and shame people for not wearing goggles. I think there's a good possibility I'm going to end up with one of those Illuminati Prince Andrew black eyes. Skybear, you need to just come here, bud. You need to just come here. Sorry, I hope I didn't reveal my house.
The name of the cat is Skybear. Skybear.
Skybear. Skybear.
Thank you very much. Somebody said Jaren is cool, and now I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Thank you. It is spelled differently than that, but that's all right. It's the phonetically correct way of saying my name, so I'll allow it. So anyway, yes, we're going to go off of YouTube now.
And take phone calls.
We're going to take phone calls. I'd smoke with Jaren. Thank you, Tyrone Wilson. That's awesome. I'd smoke with Tyrone Wilson. Mm-hmm. It would be a good time. Thank you, Steve Hart Hun says this is so hilarious. Thank you. That's all we're trying to do, bring a little humor to this. So we are going to take phone calls. We'll drop the number over in the DLive stream. It's DLive. Oh, I have a banner for this, I think. Boom. DLive.tv/Jarenism. And then we will be taking your phone calls and showing some other things. I don't have much to show. I don't know. Melbourne, Australia.
I want to show some of the Beirut bombing.
Yeah, we got some good videos of that coming up. It's pretty incredible what's going on over there. My microphone is broken. It's not staying on its stand. So welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you so much. We got Tyrone Wilson saying he'd eat shrooms with Alex.
Yeah.
Alex, when's the last time you dropped some shrooms?
I was in Salida, Colorado. I didn't take mushrooms, but I did the Joe Rogan bitch-ass thing. I did DMT. We should talk about it. Have I talked about it before? I think maybe I have talked about my DMT trip.
Thank you, Christopher, for saying I'm currently sleeping to Jaren.
I mean, too, sometimes. Not right now, I hope. Wake up, Chris!
Wake up, wake up. I'd eat shrooms with Alex. That is hilarious. I actually have not done shrooms since I was like 18 years old. But I did them for like many, many weekends in a row, and then I had a bad trip and said, all right, that's it.
Yeah,
and that's all smoke with Jaren. Oh, wait, that's not. It's too quick. I can't even get these. There we go. Nope. Sorry. There was a better. I'm learning how to do this. All right. Let's head over to, because we've already done really 27 minutes. This is a long YouTube stream. All right. We'll see you guys over on DLive. I'm going to attempt to end this stream on YouTube. I have no idea what's going to happen. Let's see what happens. Remove. Later, guys. See here?
Jaren, do you see the last comment? LOL, just got here. What's Alex doing at Dave's house?
All right. So I think we should be off of YouTube now. Give me a second to make sure. How do you turn off these comments now? This is terrible. I got to find. There we go. Let me see if we're off of YouTube. I want to make sure life is going as I expect. Yes, it is. All right. We're going to get rid of this tab. See you later, YouTube stream. DLive, we're still here. Yes, Wizard Slayer Bear says all it takes is one bad trip. So true. YouTube gone. Sweet. You're off YouTube. Sweet. Just followed. Sweet. Little Dancing Bear. What's up, Grace? Welcome to the show. We'll wait till everybody gets over here. Bedridden Bear, welcome. Yeah. Gus Grissom, 1967. Tyrone would also eat some watermelon with Alex.
Tyrone's hungry. He's hungry. He's got the munchies, dude.
Yeah. My guy, Primetime 99. Thank you, Jeverett. All right. Let's see here.
Jason Everett. He's a good guy. Jason's a really good guy. I like Jason a lot.
Uh-oh. Something happened here. All right. We're fine. We're fine. We're up to 448. Let's see if we can get up to 800. What happened to my... Oh, there we go. Okay, let's see here. Back to this tab and over here. Sorry, don't know what I'm doing. All right, so it did work. I didn't know if I could go to just DLive, and I can. And yeah, just got here. Alex is at Dave's house. Hilarious, hilarious, hilarious. All right, so we are going to be taking your phone calls. Do you have that set up, or do you want to show some Beirut stuff first?
No, we are ready to go, but I want to share the Beirut video. Just I want to get y'all's opinion on whether you think it's real or not. So I guess we'll need to do a screen share.
What I've seen is pretty real. Now, I don't know if it's what they say it is, but I did see. Did you see the video of the girl doing her wedding?
Yeah, I posted that. That was. I'll show it. I can show that. Actually,
that looked pretty real.
Yeah, that was real. No, it's not that it's real. It's that these people look like they added a missile to the foot. Let me show you the footage too. I'm talking about.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Am I sharing? Let's see. There we go. Okay, so now, and you should put your streamer on the bottom. Let me see. This is the video. Do you see that? Did you see the rocket?
Whoa, how did you get that?
That's what I'm saying. There's multiple footage of this, and people are putting a different, filter on it, or they think they can see it. What do you think?
Rewind it again. I saw it at first.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. It might not let me rewind it because it's only a small clip. Hold on. This person has more clips. We're about to go to their page.
Why did I see it at first and now I don't see it?
I don't know because it's not. That's why I'm trying to see. Let's watch it from the beginning. Then we'll dissect it. Let's see it from the beginning. Okay, so we see that.
I saw that. I mean, did somebody add that?
That's what I'm saying. People were thinking that people might have added that.
Yeah, I don't know because I haven't seen that name, but I could put some videos into my editor and check it out. But when you started that from the beginning, I saw something come from the upper left. Again, it's so easy to fake video.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be the easiest thing to fake? Hold on, let's watch this for a second, and then we'll click on his page. I think he has a couple more. I mean, it's just, dude, what causes that explosion? Ammonium nitrate just does not make sense. And like,
I don't know. It could make sense to me.
I mean, Occam's razor, I don't even believe.
Haven't you heard of people doing fertilizer bombs before?
Oh, for sure. That's just what they said the Oklahoma bomber used. But
well, that's bullshit. But
of course. Yeah. But doesn't this make sense? They've done this lie before. They did this bit. This isn't their first time doing this bit, dude. Okay.
I have no idea why they would do it in this particular reason. There's going to be all kinds of people coming out with good reasons. But as far as this last video I commented on looks to be fake. Yeah, you mean the missile looks to be fake.
Well, this is a different one. Okay, let's see. Let's watch this one. Let's see.
Somebody said, why are there no waves headed? I mean, the explosion could easily be CGI. Well, you haven't seen some of the other videos. There is a ton of videos.
Did you see that little rocket? God, it sucks I can't rewind these because it's freaking...
No, I can see the little rocket thing.
Such a pain.
Show it again. Start it over. Refresh the screen. Yeah, that looked like something. I don't know. But the thing is, here's the thing. If I take that video, I could easily add a rocket like that. It would take me no time at all.
Okay, this is the fake one. So this is the fake one. Let's watch this. Yeah, this is the fake one. Yeah, this one. Okay.
What is that? This just shows people where 9/11 is completely a joke with the plane.
I didn't even see anything, but. Okay, look, it was meant to be the missile in the video. See, that's fake.
That's fake. Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't even... Yeah, that the tail, the exhaust on the rocket just looks fake, in my opinion. I mean, but then let's see this one. Let's watch this. Okay, you got to pay kind of a... God, these videos are such trash, but this is how we got to get our journalism. They don't show this crap on the freaking news. So let's see if it'll go to where you got to pay attention. It's about to, it's after this. You're doing the stupid screen recording. It's about to happen right now. Did you see that?
I saw it. Very fake.
That was fake.
In my opinion, again, it's my opinion, just saying that it looks really, 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 really fake to me.
But speaking of why we're here, let's watch that.
I just think I'm one, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist user, but I just think it's an explosion for now until I see more. Oh, yeah, this video here is crazy.
It's quality's crap, but
and you can see where you can hear the first explosion. They kind of go like, "What the hell is that?"
Plus, it's all that glass.
That looks pretty legit.
Yeah, that's legit.
So
let's watch it one more time. I love to watch the flowers just. I mean, I don't love it, but it's just that all that glass, think about how hard it would be to break down all those doors that just get thrown off the hinges like they're nothing.
I wonder if my video's any better. Wow.
Unbelievable. What do you think about this, Jaron? This is probably more bullcrap. The Simpsons told us.
Oops, I'm watching the wrong thing.
I'm saying, does this look like bullcrap, or do you think this is a real predictive program? Especially an image of from Simpsons. I think this is probably playing. We're playing a little loosey-goosey right here.
A little loosey-goosey. But.
But, I mean, like, the fucking Simpsons would never show an atomic explosion. They have a nuclear power plant in their freaking thing. Oh, this video. We got to watch this video, Jaron. Have you seen that? I'd like to get your opinion on this one. I don't know if you've seen it.
Hold on. I'm reading the chat real quick. Somebody says... Why is there caution tape on the dress before it blows up? What?
Show me the dress again. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I'll go right to it.
I want to make sure people are. Oh, no, this is funny. Let's watch this. Oh, wait, sorry. I'm on the wrong tab. I was watching you get ready to show your pool video. Where's there caution tape on the dress? What?
No, I think that's just a flower. That's a flower bouquet. She's taking her wedding pictures.
I mean, you can easily see the area behind her. It's like very clean and pristine.
Are people trying to say that the bomb didn't go off, Jaron?
I don't know. I think I'm seeing some people in the chat. I keep going back there that say total production. You know, again, I get it. Whenever we see anything on the mainstream news, it's usually fake. But let's just think about this real quick. If there was some factory that started on fire and had a bunch of fertilizer there and it blew up, that would probably make the news and it would probably kill about 100 people. So. Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think a factory blew up because there's so much like independent footage from people's cell phone that looks like crap. So, but I know they can fake that. Obviously, I mean, anything you see, if you can see Transformers fighting in downtown San Francisco, anything could be fake that you watch. But I think the footage, I believe it to be real, what I've seen so far.
Show us the video right there, the one of the pool. Yeah. What's going on here? Let's watch this one.
I can swim with my mask on, then you can definitely wear your mask to check your email, to drive in your car, to live in your house, and any other time you're actually awake, because wearing the mask is what's going to protect you from this deadly virus. And it's not all at all about compliance. It's all about the virus. Vote Joe Biden.
Yeah, I stressed that yesterday. It inspired me, that stupid video. I'm going to do some more goggle shaming. So we're going to – oh, let's watch this, Jaron. Look at this guy. What a joke. Listen to him cut through this.
No, I'm taking a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man.
Cognitive.
You, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say – to President Trump, who brags about his tests.
His son's a crook.
An issue for voters.
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but, I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There's going to be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental filth. My physical as well as my
mental. I can't even say physical and mental fitness, dude. He's not.
It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke.
Oh, did you see this? This is really disgusting, Jaron. When you Google TV, television, and film.
Okay. Look at
this. Okay, you ready? Oh, we got a call. Oh, shoot. This is actually a different number. Oh, that's for work. Let me show you this. Okay, so you go to Google, right?
Okay.
So you're looking at my this, and I'm going to type in TV, television, and film. TV, television, and film.
Just a Google search, all right?
It's a Google search, and you click images. And it's, well, now it's all these little kid videos. It doesn't look as bad now, but I guess maybe they fixed it, but it went viral. It literally went viral. There's all these little, see how these little kids right here? It was like thousands of pictures of little girls like this. You see these little kids in bathing suits? They just fixed it, but it was thousands. You can go to Jim Brewer made a whole video. He's the one where I found it. Dude, it was just hundreds of pictures of girls in bathing suits like this.
Disgusting.
So there's still some residue. You can see Larry Johnson tweeted about it. Maybe this will make you wake up. Let's see his tweet just so you know, so I don't look like a crazy person. Maybe this will wake you up. Google search TV, television, and film. So, but his is different, but supposedly you search it like look at this girl. There's little, you just got to go, you got to look into it. But dude, it's so disgusting. All this child pedophilia stuff is like one freaking click away on Instagram. I don't even want to get into it. But okay, what do you think about this kid? This is our hero, Jaron.
Okay.
Putting on 10 masks, running 1K in 100 degree heat after smoking to prove masks can't suffocate you.
Wow, what a genius. So he's pro mask then.
Oh yeah, he's really pro mask. He's about that mask life, dude. He believes it's so freaking safe. Hey, but Jaron,
I thought 3 was good, but I guess 10 is better. All right, do 10.
And did you see this, Jaron? You got to watch this video. Look at this.
I saw the one with the coffee in the face. Is it this one?
No, this is better. Donald Trump caused this guy to do some watching this.
The white supremacist Aryan nation will rule the world. People covered in tattoos are going to be my closest relatives, I promise you. I don't give a fuck. Oh, Donald Trump. You don't know Donald Trump. I will butt fuck this bitch on the table right now. Please, somebody call Donald Trump. I'm not playing this game anymore, you fucking pussy bitch.
That was a woman.
I noticed.
Somebody call Donald Trump. That guy said for them to call Donald Trump. He'll fix all of this.
What's wrong with people?
Watch it. Watch the video. Some people try to get some cheap shots on him. Typical. He has some swastika tattoos. You don't want you to miss. See, that's. The police car. This is great.
Where's this supposed to be from?
This is like in like St. Petersburg, Florida, or Fort Lauderdale, or something. Or Sarasota, Florida, I think they said here, but let me just fast forward to this. It's just funny to watch him get. It's just shit face. At least in a good video. I like this last. I think it's good closure when you see him. Him talking about how they know him there. I mean, the guy is just totally off the freaking rails. But Jaron, you got to put it. I don't think there's a scroller for the call in numbers. I know people want to call in. We got.
Oh, my bad. There you go. Call the show 214-216-6169. No, we weren't ready for calls yet. We were going to do a couple other things. What else is going on? You saw that in Melbourne, Australia now that they can enter your house. I don't know if you saw that.
No, that, I mean, I know that they're probably one of the strictest on it. Oh, did you see that? This is the last video of mine I'll show. I don't know if you saw this yet. This is a guy. Yeah, but let's see if they, I don't know if they've seen it on the.
It's on your Instagram?
Yes, Conspiracy Castle.
Hello, my name's Danny Mason. I'm a frontline worker based in Texas, and I'm making this video for all registered voters in November.
Oh, Danny Mason.
About the people in the hospitals, I'm telling you, you have to register to vote, and you have to rally together to get out Donald Trump. Trump doesn't care! I need you, my patients! Listen, people, every freaking day! And Trump's talking about TikTok! I'm losing it every single day. It's a new challenge! And the president's not helping us red light markers! Please, President Obama, somebody help us! We're just so understaffed with 66.6% of staff! We got over 33 deaths in our ring this month! Please!
I think we got our first call, Jaron. Let me see if I can get it going.
All right. Let me pull it over here. Let's take it.
Caller, you're live with Alex and Jaron. How can we help you out, my friend?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm sort of new to the flat, and I wondered if there was a way on that app, because I got the app. Is there a way they could show earthquakes on that app or moon tides or, you know, the tides of why the moon? Because I'm on board with you. I love and I'm very entertained by what you guys do. It's great. I shared the mask video or, you know, the song. That's great. Everything's great.
Thank
I
you.
Love the truth. I guess that's why I love you guys so much.
It sounds like you're kind of new to the flat earth.
Kind of am.
That's cool. You're in the right place. And so you're not going crazy, dude. You're not going crazy. What was like, what did you see? What proof? I know you're talking about the moon, but the moon doesn't create the tides, even though the moon, you know, spins above us. That's not necessarily what I believe creates the tides. But where are you stuck at? That's where you're stuck at? Is that what's holding you onto the globe is what causes the waves?
No, not at all. I was hoping that they would be able to apply that to the app, the flat earth app that I have.
Right.
They could apply with the earthquakes and the, just to try to get the visual instead of watching, you know, I watch Doug Sense, you know what I mean? He's about truth, but they're on the globe. So I just like to see it if it was a way of putting it on the flat earth app.
I'll ask Dave. I don't know about that. There's a lot of earthquakes going on at all times. And, you know, it's kind of like that car. I thought the other day I was laughing so much. Why do we get callers? Like, was it on your show, right? You got the caller asking, how do volcanoes work on a flat earth? Because they only work on a globe.
Yeah. Or he said GPS only works on a globe. It wouldn't work on a flat earth.
Everybody needs to check out Taboo Conspiracy's last two videos, too. He's got some whistleblowers calling in saying that all that stuff is incorrect. So, yeah, thanks, caller. Appreciate the call. I will ask David for you. If he can add, I don't know how he would do that, and also tides, which would be tough too. But one thing, though, real quick, Alex, that you mentioned, you said you didn't think the moon caused tides, but the interesting part is that, you know, the sun and moon being whatever, they could have some magnetic properties, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And the only waters that have tides are salted waters. So that's very interesting that there's no tides in freshwater lakes. So it might have something to do with the salinity of the oceans.
Yeah. Well, I just want to clarify. I would think that it's affected by the sun and the moon equally is why it's not just the moon. That's why I say that.
Makes sense. Yeah. Sorry, let's take the next call.
Okay, we got another call.
Call from.
Do it.
Caller, you're live. How can we help you today, my friend?
Welcome to the show.
Alex, what's up, man? This is Chris from Palmdale, man, from the Alo Valley.
Yeah, Chris, one of my favorite callers. What's up? Jaron, this guy is based. He's woke. He knows you.
Palmdale. He's also in California. So welcome to the communist state.
I've been licking my chops to talk to you, Jaron, but It looks like you're tougher to get a hold of than Alex. So I'm glad I was able to talk to you through Alex finally.
I'm here. Welcome to the show.
You were the second person that kind of put me on game as far as where we really live after Eric Dubé. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Shout out to Eric Dubé.
Yeah, no, Chris. No, Chris, I just want to say it's funny when you talk to when we talk, Chris, it's always such a pleasure. I always like leave it learning something new. So I wonder, I'm putting you on the spot. What am I going to learn new today from your experiences today?
Okay, so I want to go back to the basics today, man, if that's okay with Jared. I think that what we need to do is, have you guys ever heard of stop beating a dead horse? Have you guys ever heard of that saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so as far as the flat earth goes, as far as NASA goes, Jared, you already killed that horse.
I agree. That's kind of why I stopped doing a lot of that stuff. Now, I could do some more of it, right? But I have stopped beating that dead horse. One question I do have, though, why are we beating horses in the first place? You know, we need to ask that question because I don't understand the saying. And the other one is, you know, if you really think about the old nursery rhyme, a Humpty Dumpty, right? He sat on a wall and then all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put them back together again. Why are horses involved in that? I don't know why you would call on the horses to put them back together again. Seems counterproductive. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so I just want to stick to this. I know you. We have like maybe 600-700 callers in, and they want to get in their voice in today, and I will. Yeah. But I just wanted to tell you once again, Jared. I think that at this point, what I'm trying to say is you need to start organizing different things and have people go be follow you with what you really believe in, because you're a pioneer, my brother. So you need to stop presenting more. More proofs. You know, how many freaking proofs do you need to give these people that the Earth is not moving, that it's flat? I mean, once again, you're gonna be 80 years old, and you're gonna be the guy that thought about the flat Earth. So you gotta stop doing that. You gotta stop doing that, Jared. You have a lot of insight, and you gotta move on. You have to evolve. The flat Earth, whoever knows that it is, if your heart is open, Alex, you said earlier, if someone has a padlock on their heart, you can't open it. We got to stop trying to open these padlocks and go with the people that know where we are.
Right. I agree. I've heard it. I've heard a lot of people tell me that before, and I agree with you. We do need to take steps forward because at this point, we are beating the dead horse.
And I think NASA has the most loose ends, Chris. I think they're our best way of defeating these people because they have the most evidence that they're bullcrap. I mean, they got the International Space Station.
What he might be saying, though, is that NASA's already, we've already exposed them. So at this point, they're never just going to give up. NASA's never just going to throw in the towel and be like, oh, you got us. They're going to keep faking people. They're going to keep doing fake launches. They're going to keep pretending that I mean, look at this whole thing with these two astronauts coming back and splashing in the water and everybody acting like it's the greatest thing ever seen. When really, when you think about it, it's what they claimed to be doing 50 years ago. They dropped the moon astronauts in the water and they went and picked them up with a boat. So what the hell is it? Why are we excited about this 50 years later? It'd be like us being excited that planes cross the Atlantic, right? Oh, let's put it on the news. It's the best thing ever. Planes can cross the Atlantic. Like, no, dipshits. We did it in 1930. So, I mean, I get what he's saying, that he's saying that we just need to move forward with the people that see the truth and kind of start exploring where we do live. And I think that's what we have tried to do. And I've started talking more about, bringing it back home, family, growing your own food, those kind of things, and really just laughing at the mainstream because it is nonsense. It is crap. And you're welcome to believe it if you want. I don't.
Absolutely, Jared. Thank you so much. You are reiterating what I said. And it's about, like I said, you already exposed the institution of NASA has been exposed. Let me tell you something, man. Before I let you go, Jared, thank you so much for that video you made, NASA going nowhere since 1969 or something like that. But let me tell you, that video really, 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 really touched the nerve because it just reiterated what this government does. It just keeps telling you we're going to go to the moon in 10 years. In 10 years, okay, now we're really going to go to the moon. And in 40 years, no, we're really going to the moon this time. So you guys need to wake up and understand that if we keep fighting with these people, our with these people, we're not going to get nowhere. It's time to stop arguing and start acting. And I told you, Alex, a couple of times that we spoke ago, I said, it's time for you and me to stop talking, and it's time for you and I to start acting.
Well, I'm trying to. That's why I'm freaking on the computer yelling at it every day. You know what I mean? I'm done. I'm trying. I'm getting my message across, but it's a lot easier said than done. It's a tall order, my friend.
I went to the store 2 days ago with my daughter to go buy groceries. I didn't wear my mask the whole time, and I'm in the middle of California. And no one told me shit. No one told me shit, bro. And I was ready to go off on anybody who told me to put on a mask. I didn't do it. It was the Stater Brothers. So we need people to come together and fight for what we know is right. So, hey, once again, hey, Jaren and Alex, thank you guys so much. I saw your video, Alex, of you going out, man, and trying to look for the line for the COVID, shot for the, so thank you so much for that. And I want to say, man, I'm on you guys' side, and you guys are real rock stars, man. You guys are my rock stars, and you guys are my celebrities, okay?
You are the man, dude. We wouldn't be nothing without guys like you. So you're the freaking man, Chris. But I'm going to let you hang out because other people are calling. But, dude, it's always a pleasure.
Hey, Jaren, good luck with your with the birth of your baby, okay? And God bless you.
Thank you so much, pal.
All right.
So what do you think, and this is just something I've noticed in the last couple of days, Alex, wondering your opinion. So we went to dinner the other night. You can take the call if you want. But we went to the other night, and we saw some lady saying, oh, your wife's pregnant. We're pregnant, too. We were cleaning out my garage the other day. The across-the-street neighbors came out and said, hey, my wife's pregnant. Do you think there's going to be an era of COVID babies?
Yeah. They already heard a name. Pandemica is my favorite Corona baby name. Pandemica is a... Yeah, for a pandemic, it's Pandemica. I know a baby named Pandemica. I sold her mother a car.
She's black.
Of course, yes. Yeah. She named her daughter Pandemica. Yes, yeah. It's unbelievable.
Wow. I think it's starting out. We got pregnant in January, so it's a little bit early to call our baby a COVID baby, but people got pregnant in March.
Dude, what are you talking about? You have a COVID baby, bro. Are you trying to deny her?
I'm denying my COVID baby right now. No, dude, you're not a COVID baby. Hold on. You can only be a COVID baby if you got pregnant during the lockdown. We got pregnant prior to the lockdown.
No, dude, it's overlapping, dude. It's Venn diagramming. You're a COVID baby, bro. You're like NASA. You're like NASA right now trying to explain how they land a rocket reverse. But as we say that, caller, you're live with Jaren and Alex. How can we help you today?
Hey, you guys on Globebusters had mentioned Team Gas. There was a guy on. And you were going to have Alex, I think you were going to interview him. Whatever happened with that?
Well, you know, he called me and I had some planned interviews. And then him and I had a pretty long chat. And then he's supposed to call me the next day on my show. Didn't call. He's been hard to get a hold of. And he says that he has inside information. And I don't not believe him. But a lot of people say they have inside information. Like he didn't really tell. He didn't really say anything exceptionally new. But I think he's afraid to. So I don't want to give him any grief. I don't want to put him on the spot.
Okay, so he mentioned the HBO show called Animals.
Oh, right. So
I went and watched it, and I haven't seen anybody mention this, but in the episode, there is a date on a milk carton. Uh-huh. It's the only date that shows up the entire episode.
Was it 2025?
I'm sorry?
What was the date?
So the date is November 17th. And November 17th is the first day that patient zero in China ended up with coronavirus.
Wow.
It's an episode that took place 3 years earlier, that takes place about something that looks eerily similar to coronavirus.
Jaren, did you see the show he's talking about?
I did. I'll have to watch it again. Rodrigo downloaded it for us and put it in the chat, and I watched it, but I did not see any milk carton date. Was there no year? It was just like the
correct. Correct. Okay. Not a year, just November 17th.
Gotcha.
And it shows, and though it shows up on this YouTube channel, I checked it through Time Warner. I actually went into HBO on Time Warner just to make sure it wasn't Photoshopped.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll watch it again. Maybe we can do a show on it.
The predictive programming on that show, Jaren, is unbelievable. We really they have RuPaul playing a male, which like is they love it because even though he's like a drag person, then they make him a male. It's like they're inverting their inversion, dude. It's like so deep. It's how they love it. That's what they love. They love to get a guy that's famous for being a transgender, and then they make him be a butch male. Do you see that? Do you see how that's what they think that's so
utter confusion. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
If I can, just very quickly, there was one other thing that I have not heard mentioned. There is a comic strip called Asterix, A-S-T-E-R-I-X. And the same year that the Animals TV show, 2017, took place, in 2017, in this Asterix comic strip, on many pages, there is a character called Coronavirus. And the coronavirus is in a chariot race and has a mask on his face. And there's all sorts of similarities between what's going on now and what's in this comic strip. Like there's a riot that takes place, and it's coronavirus throughout the comic strip with a mask.
Well, the only thing I'll say to that is we know that a Lysol bottle had coronavirus for years before this. So, I mean, I'm not saying that that isn't
some sort of predictable. But the mask is a good tell that because nobody was discussing masks.
Well, have you seen the dollar bill? They fold a $20 bill and it looks like a woman wearing a mask.
No, I haven't seen that.
Google it right now. Google it right, dude. You're about to trip out. You can fold. I don't know how to fold it. But Google fold it and fold the $20 bill, and it looks like a woman wearing a mask.
Got it. I will do that.
Yeah, and then you saw there's a bat on the quarter, on the newest quarter.
The bat, absolutely.
Saw that.
Yeah, which obviously had to have been determined prior to this year. I mean, they mentioned it this year, had to have been figured out a year or two or three ago.
Sure.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I believe they picked the bat for the coin, and then they just, when they decided the pandemic, they're like, oh, we got this bat on the coin. We'll just say it's that animal because they have, is an exotic meat market. They could have picked any animal. They could have said it was from a salamander. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, I appreciate talking to you guys.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Somebody in the chat did make a funny one. They said in 13 years, we're going to have quarantines. It's pretty good. Right?
Wow, that is a good pun. Hey, the Salt Lake City, we had a guy from Salt Lake City call us 7 times. So Salt Lake, so they're calling right. We just met Salt Lake City. They really got something to say. I want to hear what y'all got to say.
214-216-6169. Just to take it back to the COVID babies, I would think COVID babies are only babies born in 2021.
I don't know. You got a COVID baby then.
Damn it.
Caller, you're live. How can we help you this afternoon?
I wanted to call in about the supposed astronauts coming down recently.
Yes, in the ocean, miraculously. It's beautiful. I mean, I love NASA.
Do you want to talk about how there's no steam, but it supposedly came through our atmosphere? It should be freaking, there should be steam rising off it. And it's so clear they drop it off an airplane, probably the same airplane that they have Sophia in, or, you know, the Hubble telescope.
Yeah, maybe a different airplane, but go ahead.
That's my biggest frustration with the steam, because that thing is supposedly hard and lava coming through and no steam, but whatever.
I love how they can, everything that they want to burn up burns up, and anything they want not to burn up doesn't burn up. It's great. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
The engineering feats are they're heroes. They're heroes if you look at it that way.
Yeah, but what's funny is a lot of times with their space missions, they always have a stupid little story or whatever.
Of course.
So apparently, like, one of the astronauts' kids gave his dad a little plastic apatosaurus.
The dinosaur, yes.
And if you look up apatosaurus, it means deceptive lizard.
No.
Wait, what, a pentasaurus?
Are you kidding? Yeah. I'm looking that up right now. Pentasaurus, shows you they're fake. Tremor. Deceptive lizard.
They named it Tremor.
Yeah, they named it Tremor.
But how do you spell Pentasaur? Okay, gosh.
And they say that they're going to share it with the two children, the Doug and
Apostasaurus. Yeah, the deceptive lizard. What a freaking joke, dude.
In your face. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're on the dragon rocket. So the dragon's from the Bible, the serpent that deceives the whole world. So they're on the dragon with their deceptive lizard.
Unbelievable. It's such a deceptive lizard. Alex, did you see the Starhop craft thing?
What? Which one? What am I? I'm sure I did, but why do I not? Why is it not?
Did you see the Starhop thing that they made go up and then land, and everybody thought it was the greatest thing fucking ever?
Shiny trash can.
Yeah, it's a shiny trash can. I'll show it after this call. I'll share it. I think
I've got I want to see this. And gosh, I forgot to post it on my thing. You know, supposedly there's somebody using NASA. There was a video of somebody supposedly using hologram technology in the sky, Jaren, where it looked like a person wearing a robe. Did you see that clip?
I don't think I did.
I'm going to find it. Let me find it. I'm going to see this, though.
It could be fake, like the city in the sky.
Yeah, that's insane. It looks probably like it's fake.
Yeah, Cthulhu and like big tree people with roots coming out of clouds. Like they had all those pictures. Probably Scooby Doo in the clouds.
All right, you want to watch this real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's watch this. This is wait. Tell me if you hear the sound. I don't know if I screwed up again here. Shit. Where's the? Now I can't find the tab.
This isn't the flight that Elon Musk was just talking at. What is this?
Wait. What are we? What?
What is this? Some new flight that's happened since the?
Yeah,
the,
it just happened. It just happened 19 hours ago. Happened yesterday. Hold on. I'm making sure. They're
talking about those metal canisters they used to keep milk in.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid. The funniest thing is this guy's face. You can see this guy, right?
Yeah. He looks like an idiot.
Oh, he's an idiot. Oops. What's going on here? Come on.
We can't see anything.
Can you hear the sound? Him talking? Hold on.
That's crazy. You guys got to go show some, you can hear show Ryan Padre some love, because that is.
Okay, so watch this thing take off. And first of all, watch how excited he is when it happens.
Nice close up view.
It's the most amazing thing ever. Is how there excited it is. He is. Let's see if we can get him. This is they just launched this the other day.
Oh, that is a joke. That they think that's going to go to space aerodynamically?
Yeah, they so, send it up like 100 feet, and everybody goes crazy.
Actually go into free flight. It should pitch over a little bit.
Oh,
and
will
probably
excited.
Stay slightly sideways
okay.
The whole time.
Right.
I would expect.
You would expect.
That we'd
right.
have just a slight pitch.
Wait till you see how excited this idiot is.
Translates over to the landing site.
It's the dumbest shit I've ever seen. And this guy is so happy.
How long will the flight take? It'll be very short. Maybe like 90 seconds.
Let's see if we can find one.
Not a long flight, but this will be the.
Here it comes.
How far?
Here it goes. Look outside of this, guys. Look at it. Here we go.
We got a burn. It's moving. It's going up.
Look at this guy.
It's moving.
It immediately goes to the side.
Look at this guy.
The other way. Oh, that's fake, dude. That's not real, Jerry.
Ridiculous.
That's not. They didn't really launch that. That is fake footage we're watching.
Just goes there and lands. That's it. And people are excited about it.
What?
Look at
this guy. We can't see it. And it lands like a pencil?
Yeah. Land up over here.
Dude, this is the fakest video. That's just said. Do you believe that's real, Jaren?
No, but it wouldn't surprise me that they can do that. I mean, it's a tin can. It's probably filled with helium.
I can't see it.
I mean, I guess maybe they can do that, but that doesn't even make sense. What a colossal waste of money. I know we know they waste money, but...
The best
in just
way
a minute,
describe.
This is Curtis.
Well, let me see if I can find more of this guy getting excited.
I'm glad you like it. Glad you're having fun.
This guy gets excited about it over and over again.
It makes me
smile every time. Here he goes. Watch him get so excited.
Crazy. I guess I went a little too far back here.
Okay, don't get so excited. Watch this. I've never seen anybody more gay. Sorry.
There it goes.
Here we go.
There it goes.
Look at this.
Watch this.
Watch this.
It does this little swing out.
Right, this little swing out. Oh! Look at him. Just amazed. Look at, oh my God. Wow. Look at this guy. He's so happy. He's creaming his pants right now.
Even the camera seems to be shaking.
Look at this guy. So excited.
Man, his mind is blown. Like, he just saw the team win the Super Bowl.
He's more excited some other times. I don't know where it was. He
He almost loses his mind here every time he plays it. Let's watch him this time. See if he gets more excited. Can't believe anybody would think this is impressive at all.
Well, the problem is the Space Mafia in Alabama, they donate so much money to the political action committees. They're going to always keep this lie alive. Can you believe any freaking politician could watch this and believe this helps us in any sort of way when there's people dying and starving around the world? And we're
I've ever seen. What do they think this is going to do?
That's what I'm saying.
What do you think? You're going to put people in this and it's going to fly from like your town to the next town?
9 meters diameter with 6 raptors.
Watch this guy again. I think every time he plays,
stats for you.
He gets a little bit more excited about
flying
it.
Flying tin of hairspray. I know it's the craziest looking thing. Should we watch another replay?
Yeah, watch
another
replay.
That was insane. We're just gonna keep. We're gonna watch this.
Let's watch it again, just so we can see how excited you get over it. Let's see.
Here we go. Do it again, and we're gonna crank the sound. Headphone warning.
Crank the sound.
Headphone warning.
Watch this guy. Watch this guy. Look at how excited he gets right here. Watch this. Look at him.
Every time.
Look at him.
Every time. I love it.
Look at him. His pants.
That is flat.
Look at him. Yes.
Wow. He's going, wow.
How many people are watching the stream here, and how many views did I hit? 70,000.
Love it. Tin can went up and came back down. Unbelievable. Just, I never see anything so amazing in my life.
It's so sad. How do all these liberals? If the left would realize that NASA's all fake, they could take all that money and fund all their socialist agenda, and it wouldn't even affect the other half of people.
So stupid! I can't. It makes me sick. No. But again, hey, to each their own. If you want to do that, go ahead. And if you want to line up for the vaccine, get 4 of them, and then go watch this channel with the tin can going up and down. Oh wait, there's a little video in the corner there. What's that one? Let's see here. See, this is here you can see it from 2 different views. So anybody who says this isn't real can quickly learn that this is real. Now, again, could this be a very, filled with helium? Sure. It's like a blimp. Here we go with the blimp.
Immediately wants to fall over. I mean, that's so good.
Yes.
Caller, is there anything else? We got some other people trying to get through. Is there anything else you got for Jaren or I?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that the root blast proves fake nukes because they can just make it look bigger or better with just chemicals?
Does it prove fake nukes? Like, will it make people think nukes are real because of it?
Sure.
Bombs, and they make them look bigger by the set that they put around it.
Yeah, I definitely think it's predictive programming. And then did you saw, and then there was, I think there's a building in Denmark that's on fire, and it says the future is here. There's definitely some sort of predictive programming or revelation of the method with bombs. I believe they're going to try to do something like that here on, in America or Canada or Mexico. They want that to happen right in New York City. That would be these Illuminati people's probably dream.
Well, I meant like they can fake a nuke, making it look bigger with just like a mixture of chemicals so that it glows and rises and looks all huge when it's just a big giant firework.
Yeah, I think that's what all bombs are, really. They're just fire. I mean, they're just literally militarized fireworks. Because I don't believe nuclear fission, you drop a bomb and it splits an atom and blows up Hiroshima. I don't think they have that technology. So it's just the bomb technology. It's just like the mother of all bombs. They just got some really big-ass bombs, some intercontinental ballistic missiles, some ICBMs,
Yeah, because you can do basically anything if you know how to do the chemical mixture. So, it's crazy. It's just Hollywood, with all the cars that flip over. And they have, footage inside a house that gets exploded by the nuke. So you see the little dummies inside the house. Yeah, the camera survived?
Yeah, that's fake. Yeah, that footage is crap. Well, what do you think? Do you think it was a directed energy weapon, or do you think it was some sort of bomb? Or do you think it was just ammonium nitrate that blew up?
I think it was just basically what they said, and I think Trump's just going to try to say it's a terrorist attack or something. Because that's what he said in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hate to say it, but I hate to rule out Israel. I don't know why, but I mean, it's just I just feel like they would somehow benefit from their port being out of business. Because, you know, that's one of the main ports in that area. I mean, it literally is like the New York City or the Long Beach port. I mean, it's where they get all their stuff. And the fact that it's blown in half is going to totally, you know, kill their economy.
I saw some, I don't know if it's drone footage or plane footage. Did you see the before and after of that coastline right there?
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's totally flat like a pancake.
Yeah, it's gone. Pretty good. Real quick, watch this guy get excited about it too. Have you ever seen this guy, the everyday astronaut? Yes. Boy, wait till you see this guy get excited about it. This is classic. You never seen anybody so excited in your life. Watch this guy.
Light this candle.
Listen to this guy.
Let's light this candle. Shut up.
Wait to hear this. Watch this. Look, he's so excited. He's gonna cream his pants right now. Watch.
That's what they say in one of the space movies. It's like
this. We're literally within. Are we going to see a giant grain silo fly today? Get ready for the power slide.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Yes. Oh, it's moving. Oh, it's moving.
What the hell's going on with people?
Yes. No way.
Yes way.
No way. Yes. Look at that.
How is that cooler than any 4th of July fireworks show? I mean, how is that any better?
Let's see those landing legs. Yes. I saw the landing legs. Look at that. Oh my God. I saw the landing legs.
Those are the landing legs. That's the fakest shit I've ever seen. He's standing up, dude, and freaking, it's exhilarating for him to watch that.
No way is it standing. If this is standing, this is a big deal. Don't see any booms.
It's a big deal if it's standing.
No way.
Oh, God, please be standing.
Please be standing. It happened, and I don't see any booms, and it is standing.
Please.
It is standing. Yes.
Yeah.
No way!
No way that can just be 5 feet. No way.
Yes!
Unbelievable. Wow.
Oh, Austin Bernard, this is for you, baby.
This is for you, Austin.
Look Jesus. At that. There is some hope. There is some. That's
how many views do you have?
Does that video have?
Yeah.
775,000.
Are you kidding me? What a joke. So these guys are just, they're fake. They're actors. He's obviously an actor.
This is the sad thing, and I've told people this before. Do you realize how much money you can make on YouTube if you just sit there and celebrate space and talk about NASA? And these guys, this guy makes a killing. I'm talking probably, you know, I don't know, $10,000, $20,000 a stream.
Shut up. You're telling me he's making over $10,000-$20,000 a month then?
Oh, easily, dude. I mean, if I would love to bring, he accepts patrons, right?
Yeah.
He accepts members, which I don't do on my channel. I don't even know how that works, but I think everybody who's a member has to pay a certain amount. Let me see if he even lists on his, okay, so he's got 3,524 patrons. Okay, so they're each giving, I mean, imagine if they're each giving up. If they're each giving him $5 a month.
That's right? NASA using sock accounts to pay him.
I know. I think people are. That means he's making at least $17,000 a month on Patreon.
But then, how can there be 3,000 real space fans and they can't realize it's all bullcrap, dude?
Oh, there's so many more space fans than that. I mean, they just love it. And it doesn't matter what you show them or anything. I mean, they'll never wake up to it.
Jordan, I wanted to believe in space, dude. I didn't want to believe that the Earth. I wanted to believe in the ball. I couldn't do it. I just don't understand how they do it.
We all used to. I mean, come on. And all you have to do, he gets all these little toys and his little astronaut suit, and he gets to go to launches. It'd be so easy. It'd be so easy. And it's whether they believe in it or not. It's just all you have to do is just sit there for the launches, and you just restream the launch right from the NASA site, and you just make money. It's a brilliant idea.
Well, no, if I had 700, if I had almost a million views on that video, I'd be butt naked dancing for that guy. I mean, that guy, no wonder they act like idiots like that.
couldn't sell my soul. If I mean, you could offer me $1 million a stream. Can't do it.
Yeah. Well, caller, anything else? We have to use calls while you've been on the line. Can we help you with anything else before you go?
Just one fun fact. Did anybody know that Trump's uncle made X-ray stuff for the Allies in World War II?
Well, you know, I heard a theory also that they supposedly stole that technology from Tesla. Is that correct?
I've heard that, but again.
I thought it was just the electromagnetic stuff.
The way I always put it is I wouldn't put it past them, right? That's what I always say. Because, I mean, people say, oh, do you believe this? Do you believe that? I wouldn't put it past them. Jeez, you kidding me?
Thank you, Colin.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it so much.
We got the 630 LaGrange, Illinois. Sorry, because it went straight to my phone. It bypasses. Let me put my phone on airplane. Sorry, because for some reason, when I do not disturb, it goes to my cell phone first before it goes to the computer. So
somebody wants to put you in the silo and shoot you off, by the way.
Let's go. Let's ride. Let's go, baby. Let's go to space.
Richie JS says, what the fuck? 20K, I'm ditching Flat Earth for Round Earth. People, yeah. Don't do it. Don't sell your soul. Don't do it. Don't sell your soul. It's very easy to do, and it's out there for you. Like I said, start a space channel and just do nothing but show NASA videos and talk about what heroes the astronauts are and show tin cans being launched from 5 feet to 5 feet over and show people getting dropped in the ocean and talk about what an achievement it is for America and mankind and talk about Elon Musk being a hero and that we're going to Mars. And, Doc Michael, thank you. It says, Owen has plenty of lemons. Save some for Jaren. Yes. Send lemons if you have them, if you want to. It keeps me going. Thank you very much for the diamond B word. I don't know what the B word is. Is that bitch? I don't know what the B word is. But anyway, whatever, you can feel free. Or send me none. It doesn't matter. If you're watching on DLive, it is free. Again, to keep it free, it'd be awesome if you, there you go. Agorist Bear just sent me 4 lemons. By the way, lemons are the equivalent of a penny. And I will take pennies being thrown at me for telling the truth rather than $100 bills being thrown at me if I tell lies, which that's all I have to do. I could change my channel name tomorrow to Space is Great and do nothing but restream NASA footage. I mean, there's channels out there like that, right? Have you seen the channel like Space Videos? They just tell lies. They say live views of Earth from space, and they just have it on a loop. It's like a 15-minute loop of the same thing. Thousands of people watching live. How about this one? I'll actually show you something going on right now. I saw earlier, and every time I see this, I'm like, oh my God, how are people falling for this shit? Watch this. Share screen, Chrome tab. Let's find this one. Let's see, where is it? Elon Musk. Here we go. Watch this one. Do you see this video right now going live?
The 5,000 BTC Bitcoin.
Oh, it's gone. Oh, somebody got it shut down. Good. Because if you can see right here, it says there's 6,000 people watching now. It's basically, you know, one of those videos again with Elon Musk. Let's see if we can find this video. And they name it something different, and then they steal people's Bitcoin, and it happens all day long, every day on YouTube, and they just allow it. They take down your videos.
Yeah.
They take down my videos. They take down Jaronism Raw videos. Oh, here we go. Look at this one live right now with 6.1 thousand people watching. I can barely get 1,000 people watching when I'm telling the truth. This video right here,
Is there a chat? Is there a chat, Jaron?
No, they won't do the chat because the chat will reveal it. Look at this. 459 thumbs up, 1 thumbs down. It's a complete and total lie. It's Elon Musk just talking.
Slash Air Force.
I mean, I could make this video in 30 seconds. You put a video here on stream on OBS. Right. You open up your own BTC address, which is free. Anybody can open a Bitcoin address. You make a video saying 1,000 Bitcoin video or giveaway, send to this address any amount between 1 and 20 Bitcoin, and I'm not going to do it to show you, but they're making money. And then they put, look, it's from SpaceX Foundation is the name of the channel. What a scam. 29.9 or 29.2 thousand subscribers. 5,100 people watching live right now. You got to be kidding me. 5,278 watching live right now. All a absolute scam, stealing money from people. And I mean, look, I went to their website earlier. Where is it at here? Is it this one? Yeah. Here's the website just to see what the website said. And this is the part I thought was hilarious to me. Down here it says, wait, are you watching my
screen? Yeah, I can see Bitcoin, but all I see is just SpaceX. Now I don't see.
Hold on. I got to switch streams. Let me switch, remove this.
What do you think the demographic of the victims are, Jaron?
Anybody loving space in between the ages of, 16 and 40.
Yeah.
But let me see here. We're going to add this share screen. We're going
to add this. That they're dumbasses because they believe in space. They're dumb enough to send some random person 1,000 Bitcoin or a whole Bitcoin.
Yeah, it says you can send up to 0.1. This is my favorite, though.
That's why these guys know this, Jared, because they know where suckers are. They're like, oh, these probably scammers probably know the Earth is flat. They're like, let's go get these dumbass people that believe they live on a globe so much so that they look
at so funny. Yeah, you could never get a flat earther involved in this. If the transaction does not process properly, please try sending the same amount of BTC to the address again. So imagine you send 0.1 Bitcoin. You're like, wait a second. I'm not getting my Bitcoin back. Wait, let me go to the site and see what it says. If the transaction does not process properly, try sending the same amount of BTC to the address again. All right, I'll send another 0.1 and it should go through. Yeah. It's so funny. And it says your original transaction will be refunded as you can only participate once. This is the key. People should realize how stupid this is. That with Bitcoin, how could you ever restrict people to only participate once? It's the most ridiculous thing ever. You can just make a different address and send it from a different address. How would anybody ever know? So really, I could just sit here and send 0.1, 0.1, 0.1, 0.1 from all my different addresses, and I should get 0.1 back. I'll be rich by tomorrow. Don't be a dumb.
Hey, caller, you're live with Jared and Alex. Sorry, we were going off on a tangent, but right. You've been on hold. How can we help you, brother?
Let me get rid of this.
Jared?
Yeah, you're loud and clear. Jared, can you hear him?
I can hear him.
Wait, so I just wanted to point out something kind of weird here. I'm in Fort Collins, Colorado. I work at CSU here, and all of the students here, well, so PSD, the school district for the junior highs and high schools and stuff, they all closed down and are doing remote learning.
One person got sick because one teacher
CSU is doing, is still doing normal classes.
Well, you know, CSU got in trouble. Did you see their football coach got in trouble for telling the players not to report any illnesses? Did you see that? Badass.
We got an email about that this morning.
What did it say?
But anyways, they're making every single student that's going to be in a dorm take the test for COVID. And I saw an article yesterday that every one of the students that test positive has to stay in the same dorm. And I found that extremely weird.
Yeah, that's weird as shit. I guess they want the infected people together. I don't know. And then the dorms would be co-ed. I mean, I don't know. Are they co-ed? Like, how is that going to work? Is a guy's dorm for sick COVID people and a girl's dorm for sick COVID people?
I don't think they're co-ed there, but just, I mean, they're still going to be going to class. They're still going to be partying. Like, it's kind of definitely really weird to me. Just thought I'd point that out.
Well, are they
probably tell the students the students should probably definitely stay away from the showers too, if that's the case.
Are you worried about corona? Do you think people are going to get corona?
No, not at all. Yeah. I like Dave Weiss's, I think it was Jaren talking about, you know, you don't see the news is talking about zombies killing people, and you don't see the zombies, and after a while, you're going to realize that they're just not really there.
I believe more kids are going to come down with chlamydia and gonorrhea than the coronavirus this semester at Colorado State University.
I want to see private masks.
Yeah, had like the highest rate of chlamydia for a while there.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Chlamydia, I know a lot of people have gotten chlamydia. We know that's real, Jaren. Like I'll tell y'all right now, I know chlamydia is real and that gets transferred. So there are communicable diseases. I believe they do exist. But what they're telling you in the news about this coronavirus is not the communicable disease that they say it is.
Eat a penis, Bill Gates. Thank you very much. NASA lies 5 times 1,000. Great. Eat a penis, Bill Gates. That is classic. That's good stuff. Sorry, I was reading chat.
Anything else for us, caller?
No. Just wanted to point that out. That was great. Yeah.
Well, you're the man. Keep rocking on. I hope your football. I hope Colorado State goes 12-0 and wins a national championship.
Oh, never. But yeah, you guys have a good night.
How about this in the chat? Somebody says, who's the rich guy with the piano and a perfect life?
Yeah, my life, far from it.
Have you ever heard of green screen? This is why people believe in space. Alex, they turn on DLive, they see you in a suit sitting in that beautiful house, and they immediately think, perfect life, rich guy, nice suit with a little, what is that coming out of your pocket there?
A little pocket square.
And so when they see tin cans flying up and moving 4 feet over, it's, you know, what are you going to do? You got to love space and you got to love Elon Musk and you got to send him your Bitcoin. Send 0.1 Bitcoin, get 1.1 Bitcoin in return.
Sadly,
no, you double your Bitcoin.
Sadly, everybody is very hypnotizable, it seems like.
Thank you, Pocket Square, bedridden. I'm sorry. I have smoked too much weed in my life.
We all have. But there's never enough, actually. I take that back.
We're at 952 listeners right now, viewers on DLive. That's beautiful. And we're leading DLive probably by miles. Nobody's even close to us. Let's check it out.
What is it? Let's see the stats.
I need to let me share my screen here so you can see. Let's see if we're just killing it. I love to be number one on DLive. It makes me feel really good. I spend the rest of the day basically thinking myself and
celebrating. Just great that DLive does have more users. I mean, Owen crushes it. Thank goodness for Owen.
The entire platform is yeah. Owen. Let's see where we're at. We have 960 right here. Are you seeing my screen?
Yeah, I see it perfectly. Loud and clear. Number one.
Number two is 176, Pete Santilli. Number three, 89, and then down from there. We are killing it by over, what is that, like seven times, maybe five times if you're really doing good math. But let's say seven. It sounds better. But we are just destroying DLive. Everyone on DLive is being destroyed by the Jaronism and Alex calls and more show.
We're not title makers. We're here to find the truth. We're not here to make titles for videos.
No, and I'm tired of making, if people can't tell, I hate making thumbnails so much that I just use the same one over and over again, put a different number on it. It's really impressive stuff.
Well, we do have a caller, Jaron Culler. You're live with Jaron and Alex. What's going on, brother?
Do it.
Hey there, Jaron and Alex. Thank you for what y'all do. I'm originally from Texas, grew up in Fort Worth. So a little shout out to you, Alex. And then, we moved here to Utah. I live in Tooele County, which is west of Salt Lake Valley. And it's actually pretty crazy. Over here on this side of the valley, there's like, you know, out of 10 people, there's one person wearing a mask. You go, you know, just a few miles onto the other side, and it's the exact opposite. 9 people wearing masks, 1 not. I do have a couple points I want to talk about. The first one is... pretty much what I've done, the zero, to back up a little bit, I have 3 kids, 1 on the way, and I refuse to put masks on my children. It's like literally child abuse.
Absolutely.
They restrict their airflow. And anytime I go to like grocery shop or whatever it is, I just say, oh, you don't want my money? Okay.
Vote with your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, what's the difference of the demographics? Hey, you said it's a different side of town. What's the difference of the demographics of the mask wearers and the non-mask wearers? Are they white, black? Yeah. What's the difference?
Well, Utah is mostly white people.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like over here is Republican and over there is Democrat. It's like,
yeah, but Mitt Romney,
Romney's
the worst Republican ever. He's a rhino. He's a fake. He's the biggest fake there ever was.
Yeah, totally. Another thing is, Jaron, you commented on my comment the other day where I said I'll take either 9 or 11 vaccinations.
Yes.
That's a joke because, like I said, I have 3 kids, 0 vaccinations for all of them, and they've literally never been sick. Ever.
Bless you. Bless you. I'm going to do the same thing with my child. Let's see how it goes.
I have like relatives that give their kids vaccines, and they all have health problems.
Dude, I hear that story over and over from the people that didn't vax. I hear that all the time. I didn't give my kid a vaccine and the kid's never sick. I've heard that from 100 different people on social media. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. And to the bomb thing real quick, it totally looks like some grabbler hands moving just because of the region, the place of where, you know, where it happened with the port. Who knows the actual reason why, but it's just another distraction, like, which is weird, a distraction from COVID when everyone's like head over heels in love with this whole COVID thing. And then
love it.
Just a couple little other things. I do this thing called Sabbath service, which is basically we celebrate the Sabbath on Saturday. And what's cool about it is there's not like a single pastor. It's like all the men of the different families can elect to present, and you sign up and then you have it. So I've actually been kind of tiptoeing towards Flat Earth, because actually a lot of them work for Harrison, which is like a something X Harrison. It's a, like a space. They do space stuff and all that. So I'm kind of trying to get my foot in the door there of talking about that. And then the last thing that you brought up is space. Like, I totally love space. My handle is Vader Bear. Have to do with being a father, have to do with loving Star Wars. And yeah, it really hurt when I learned the truth, but like, I'd rather live in truth than be in love with fear and, you know, that whole side of it.
It's just fantasy. Fantasy. That's all it is. And I'm glad that you see it now. And, you know, more and more people will see it with time, because here's the thing. Nobody who sees space as fake will ever eventually think it's real, because nothing will ever happen. They won't go anywhere. They'll just launch tin cans 110 feet in the air and call it fantastic. And more and more people will realize that there's nothing happening with space. That's why they say the amount of people who don't believe in the moon landings is much higher in the millennials. Because of course they've never seen anything like that. And when they look at the video, it looks faker than F. By the way, real quick shout out to, I believe your name is either La Meth Witch or LA Meth Witch. It's a great name. I don't know why meth is in there, but if you are enjoying meth, try and limit your meth intake. It'll keep you healthier and along longer. And shout out to Globusters. Thank you, Bob, for being here. Bob says, next thing you know, Jaren will be giving Globusters a run for our money on live viewers. It is true. Globusters smashes the DLive show with like 1,600 live viewers. So, Bob, hurry back, get moved into your new place. And let's do some Globusters and smash records.
And just get us from Dave. Can you make that out, Jaren?
Show it a little better.
Oh, there you go.
Where's Dave?
I'll just jump in and say thank you guys for what you do. I really appreciate all of you, the whole community. Y'all are just so amazing, and I'm glad that y'all give us a place to come to and talk and throw out our ideas and collaborate and just keep rocking on, guys. I love you so much.
Hey, real quick before you go, though, what woke you up? Since you're a space fan, what about space kind of woke you up when you realized you knew they were lying to you about it? I'm just curious.
Okay. Tell me. So I was the type of conspiracy theorist when I was, I was in like eighth grade when 9/11 happened. And when that happened, like something didn't sit right with me. And so later in the years, this random person gave me this DVD. It was America, Freedom to Fascism. And that kind of started my conspiracy, path. And I eventually got to Flat Earth. And I was like a lot of other people. I completely disregarded it. I'd say, I don't want to see this stupid stuff. And eventually, like kind of one day, I got kind of bored. I had felt like, you know, I did the Operation Northwoods and Paperclip and all that. And I was like, okay, well, let me at least see what they have to say. And then all these questions that I had in high school that didn't make sense. And, you know, it just eventually was like, this makes so much more sense. And then the thing that really changed me is I'm a Christian. And so when I started looking at the Bible and like the words, like in Isaiah, it uses the word circle and it uses the word ball. It uses the word circle to describe the earth, and it uses a ball to describe a physical object. It says something along the lines of, and because you've done this, I will crumple you into a ball and toss you into the nations. I think that's Isaiah 22:19, and then Isaiah 42:19 is, it is the Lord who sitteth upon the circle of the earth. So once I saw the biblical stuff, there's no way I could ever see it any different.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you. Great call. I appreciate it. We're going to let you appreciate go, you. My friend. Have a good one. Hey, Jaren, show my screen for 1 second. I want to show you what he's talking about. This is Owen posted on his Instagram, and it just made me die out laughing. It's taking a little creative liberty, but it's not. Okay, so what does that look like to you? Hold on. Let me answer the call. Hey, caller, let me put you, just hold on 1 second. Are you seeing the screen, the share screen, Jaren?
You mean the bomb? I got it, the growler.
Look at that, dude. Is that not ridiculous, though? I mean,
it's pretty close.
Dude, it is just unreal. I laughed so hard, water came through my nose. I mean, it's a little creative liberty for sure, but it's weird that it kind of, when you look at it like that, it kind of does. I mean,
now I can't see anything else.
Yeah, now you can't see. That's what I'm saying. You can't really tell at first, and then when you see it, you can't not see it. So, caller, you're live. How can we help you on this lovely Thursday?
Alex, how you doing? Jared, how you doing? Lifelong, well, since you guys have been around, when I was a kid, I'm 53 years old. I'm Wellzilla Bear in the chat. Also, RJ on YouTube. I used to write to NASA when I was a kid.
Wait, you said you're no globe bear?
Oh, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you, but did you say you're no globe bear? Say what's your handle?
No, I'm Wellziller Bear. I used to drill water wells for 25 years.
Ah, got you. Welcome.
Wellziller Bear. And RJ on YouTube. But anyway, I used to write NASA, and they'd be, oh, by the year in the 80s, I would write to them, I'm 53. And they would say, oh, by the year 2000, we'll be taking vacations to the moon and stuff.
Of course. There'll be hotels in orbit.
I was searching for a reason why the space shuttle didn't come in at a slower altitude. You know, in 2012, I ran into Matt Powell's video with the comedy skit, you know, if they would lie to you, would they tell you? There was no Flatterth videos then, but then what's his name? Dubay came out with the 200, and then Jared, you guys followed after, and it was just there's no going back, like you say. It's funny, these people who supposedly care about us, you know, so much that they wear a mask are so quick to spit at you when you tell them you're not going to wear one. You know what I mean?
Oh, they hope you die.
Yeah, they want you to get.
Yeah, I know. They're terrible people, man. They don't care about anybody. They're sheep.
They hope you die, and if you don't wear a mask, you shouldn't be given any medical attention if you're sick. It's the dumbest thing ever. Telling people, if you wear a mask, you shouldn't be given medical attention.
They're watching. I listen to you guys every day at work. I don't mean to talk over you, but I got to get back to you guys. Have a good one, man.
Hey, thank you for calling, Colin. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so ridiculous. It'd be like us saying that if you wear a mask, we think that you should not get any medical attention. We don't think that way about anybody. Yet that's the way they feel. They feel we should all die. If you believe in a flat earth, you shouldn't procreate, and your family should be gassed in a chamber, just like the 6 trillion Jews is what I've heard.
Last time, show my profile. Look, I've been posting my fan mail. Look at this, Jaron. You got to see this. This is exactly, you read that while I answer it. Look at your freaking toddler face. Oh my God, please die of the Rona.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Smash your face in there.
Caller, you're live. How can we help you this evening now?
Hey, I just wanted to call in and give you guys some encouragement today, because my son is actually the one that turned me on to Flat Earth from being a Glober.
Nice.
And we just gone on this journey together. And at first, Alex, I have to tell you, please don't leave Instagram.
Oh, I'm not. Where am I going to go?
Oh, God, it is so lonely in social media. I get more likes from pictures of my dog than I do anything that has any kind of information or controversy. I wore David Weiss's shirt on Instagram, and his invisibility powers must have transferred to the shirt, because I got no responses to it except from my smart-ass niece. So,
because they're afraid.
Huh?
They're afraid to like it because they don't want the optics that they look like they liked your post, and then they agree with you. So it's freaking terrible. And you
the biggest fear you could have in the social media world is to be canceled. So if you like somebody's post where they're talking about conspiracy, the biggest fear is that, oh, what if I'm canceled? Then I'll never get another view. I'll never get another like. My whole account is gone. My whole life is gone because the internet hates me. So people are afraid. I don't doubt that you get no likes when you post that. People are so full of fear, and you know the media tells them that they'll be canceled.
That's true, but for me, I'm not even on social media much by choice. I do it to see how my family's doing, how my loved ones are doing. I hated Facebook, and I got on Instagram. Then I wasn't too sure about Alex at first, because he reminded me a lot of Malibu's Most Wanted when I watched his videos. But then I fell in love with your post on Instagram, and it made me feel like I wasn't alone out there.
There you go.
And I've heard people refer to you as like the next Alex Jones. Please do not compare yourself to him. I think you're so much better. so much more sincere. So, like, I can feel your heart, and I just, please don't compare yourself to him.
No, that's other people doing that. Really,
huh?
That's other people comparing me to him, but yeah, I think Alex Jones is Bill Hicks. I think Alex Jones is a phony. There's no way he's a or something. There's something up with that with Alex Jones, but he did show a little bit of truth. But he's a shill. He's like Joe Rogan. They're protecting the truth. They're not really exposing.
Yeah, it's like controlled opposition or something.
For sure.
I want to keep this short so that everybody can get their calls in. Jaron, I have to tell you, I listened to your Monday show on Tuesday because that's my day off. And I heard you talking about how you want to make T-shirts and stuff. And I think Rose was the one that suggested you make a T-shirt that says forced to wear a mask by distress.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about doing something like that on my own, but I would rather help support what you do by buying your product. So I just want to ask you to please start making those T-shirts. I will wear them everywhere. I'll buy them for Christmas presents to my family. Just, That really struck me as something that could be really effective, and I would appreciate it if you guys would do that.
All right. I mean, yeah. I mean, my whole problem with that is the same thing with, you know, making masks. I don't want anybody wearing masks, so I don't make masks with little slogans on them. I think it's funny to show the Fauci mask and some other masks. But, yeah, the shirts I think is a good idea, because if people have to wear the mask, which I understand maybe some do, maybe they can put a shirt on that says masked under duress or masked under protest or, you know, something like that. My new thing after that Media Bear video, though, is I'm going to buy off Amazon a clown wig. And in case I ever need to wear a mask, I'm just going to also include the clown wig. But so far, I haven't had to wear one. So I have one for my video today, and I wore one in the shower, which, by the way, ruins the mask. You can never wear it again if you do that, just in case anybody's looking at it. But yours worked. You came out of the pool, Alex, and were able to. Oh, we got Dearth. Thanks, caller, by the way. We got Dearth in on the boat, ready to come on the air.
Oh, we got to have him. Hey, but caller, before you go, I just want to say the one thing about T-shirt is I was at the Flat Earth meetup recently, and they were mad. I said I had some NASA gear, and they said you can never wear NASA gear, but it's a good conversation starter. So you're right. The T-shirt's always a good conversation starter. Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
Thanks, caller. By the way, you're awesome. We love knowing that women are listening to us, because according to YouTube, I have a 6% female audience. Dave, are you there? Wow.
Look at him on the water.
Say it again. We can barely hear you.
A little. It's kind of quiet. We can hear you, but it's quiet. Yeah. Well, let me turn on your
sir. Maybe join again, Dave. Your sound's not coming through right. See if we can get him.
I want to see him on the boat. Actually, I just
callers, we'll get to you in 1 second.
Yeah, 1 second, callers. Give us a couple minutes. Let's catch in with David Weiss, deep inside the rabbit hole himself.
All right, let's quiet down and see if Dave can talk. Go ahead, Dave. No, it's too quiet. It's like a weird delay going on. It's not a delay. It's just your voice sounds very distant. It almost came through for a second.
The footage looks good, though. I mean, that looks
great. You just need to wait till the satellite passes over the head perfectly. You're underneath the awning. The satellite's not reaching. We can hear you. It's very quiet.
Talk closer to it. Maybe, I don't know. I think that's, or talk louder.
So you get to see me like that?
It's the same level.
Something's wrong with the sound.
It didn't make it better.
Try and join again, Dave. I'm going to remove you. Join again. Get all the way out.
That's better, right?
Oh,
that's better.
There you go. We're good now. We got you now.
There you go. All right. What's going
there
on?
There we boys? Go. Sweet. What are you doing out there? There's a lot of other boats out there. Are they all wearing masks? Because if not, you should get out of the water quickly.
There's no masks. But the buoys are way more than 6 feet apart, so I'm good.
I'm taking care of your place, David. Don't worry. It's not, I won't mess it up too much.
I appreciate it. Don't play the piano. I just had it tuned in the 432. You'll screw it up.
I won't. You're right. I won't. Sorry.
Hey, so I went to Costco, and I was really nervous today.
Right.
You know, and I'm always nervous, and nothing ever happens. And so I get to the door, person goes, excuse me, you have to have a mask. I go, I can't wear a mask. And she's like, okay. And I walk in. A couple minutes later, a guy, like guy, it seems like one of the stocking guys or, you know, from the warehouse. He's like, hey, you need to have a mask. And I was like, I can't wear a mask. I have a medical, medical condition. He goes, of course you do. And he walks away defeated. I'm like, okay, asshole, but I don't care.
Right.
So then I make it all the way to the checkout. I'm checking out. I'm putting my stuff in my boxes and stuff. And the manager comes up to me, goes, excuse me, sir. Have you ever considered a premium membership? Because you could be saving more money if we upgraded you to the corporate membership. I'm like, what? Right. Meanwhile, I have no mask on. And he's telling me, like, you could have saved $100 already. I've checked your account, blah, blah, blah. And he's trying to upgrade me. I'm like, this is the most bizarre thing ever because nobody has a mask on. I'm the only one without a mask on. Everyone's got masks on. He almost had me. And then another manager comes over and goes, he needs to have a mask. And the guy quickly goes and gets me, tries to offer me a mask. And I'm like, no, thanks. And then I left. That was it.
Wow.
They let you do the purchase at least.
No problem. No, they didn't even throw me out. They were literally trying to get me to do the, the black card or whatever it is. I don't know. Some membership where you get points executive back.
Executive.
Yeah, executive membership. That's
it. Gives you a bunch of other stupid pointless perks on travel or some bullcrap.
Yeah. And I had this shirt on.
That is beautiful.
I had this shirt. No one mentioned. Oh, there was at one point this one old guy was staring me down, trying to get to stare at me, like how dare you? And then he started talking to another old woman he wasn't even with. And then they got like another person. There was like almost a gang forming to start throwing apples at me or something.
Yeah,
and nothing happened.
It happened the other day at the grocery store. Miss and I go in. Again, now this time there's somebody standing at the door with a box of masks. This is new. They haven't been doing that. And we go in and we just said, oh, she's pregnant. And the guy didn't want to argue. So we just went in, we shopped. When we were coming out, some lady was coming in and she asked the guy at the door, are you requiring everybody wear that mask? And then we started walking past and I turned around and she points at my wife and me and says, like, why didn't you tell them to wear one? We were already leaving at that point. But now it is becoming like a gang. There's going to be people ganging up on you, like Owen's story, right? I mean, Owen's been getting away with it and winning the crowd over, and his latest trip to the post office didn't quite go as well as he would have.
Did you hear today that it turned around? Because then the person started yelling at the postal worker for not wearing a mask, and the postal workers started loving the line that Owen used. Owen used, like, hey, if they said they have to stick a popsicle stick up your ass, would you let them?
Right, would you do it?
Post office wants to make t-shirts now that say that.
Nice. All right.
So he won the crowd over.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me get your opinion on this, David. So now I've started to go back to the YMCA. Actually, I'm just trying to get more in fitness. It's not because of COVID. And there they have signs that should take a picture. If you have a medical condition, you don't have to wear a mask, right?
Good for them. Good.
So I walked in and they said, what is your medical condition for not wearing a mask? And I felt like such a trash. I said I had a recent had surgery on a deviated septum. And I can't put a mask on my nose. It's too sensitive. And I just felt like such a piece of shit for lying. I should have just said, I don't want to wear a mask. But I hate that they put me in that conundrum, dude.
They're not allowed to ask you.
You don't need to lie because you have difficulty breathing.
But, Jaren, this is a personal trainer out of a spin class. You know what I mean? And she's not going to – I mean, she's like, why don't you have your mask on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just thought the law was that they're not allowed to ask what your reason.
It's fitness.
Carrying a pistol answer.
Yeah, I like that one. Dave, did you see the video clip of me wearing a mask in the shower?
I missed it.
Oh, it's got to watch it. I'll put it on at the end again.
I listened to Alex's waiting in line video at 2X. Everyone should listen to that at 2X.
No, that kills me.
Oh, good. At 2X.
I didn't try it. Why is it better at 2X?
Oh, because it's so ridiculous. It just kind of goes. It just goes better at 2X.
It's funny.
I'm just grateful that you watched it, David. So I don't want to make you watch it at whatever speed, but it's just funny. I work on all of that, Jaren. I just wanted to watch it at 1.25, and no go. It's only 2. He won't even broach the subject, Jaren. He won't even consider watching it.
You've got too much stuff to watch.
Thank you for watching.
I don't care what speed.
I stopped taking videos because David wouldn't watch them at any other speed.
I was wondering what would happen. You know, like I am going against the norm, you know, the norm, whatever the frig that is. And about a mask, and I'm wearing this shirt, which is like, you know, fuck you. And I was just wondering, like, I was watching, some people were like staring at me, and I'm like, are they reading my shirt? Yeah. And I think it's kind of like our flat earth shirts are to people that love space.
Yeah, they can't see it.
You put the flat earth on and they see a smiley face, you know, they see a globe.
So
people are probably looking at it going, oh, that's a nice flag, you know? And they're probably seeing a pro-vax message on there or something. I don't know what they see.
David, you know what I'm doing tomorrow, David, is I'm wearing goggles, and I'm going to go to Walmart, and I'm going to shame people that don't have goggles on. I'm going to tell them they got to put on goggles, and that they're going to get sick, and I don't want to catch the road. So I'm going to do that. Yes, what do you think about that idea?
You're a braver man than me.
It's hilarious. It's so good, though, because what's the difference between them shaming us for not wearing masks? Well, and, you know, the United States top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says that we need to wear goggles. So if they're not wearing them, I'd get on their case quick. They're killing people, costing lives.
What are the chances I'm going to get beat up tomorrow at Walmart?
And wait, no, because everyone will feel sorry for you because you have a mask on. The other thing is you don't even have to be a good actor because you could be cracking up behind your mask and no one will know.
Yeah, it's pretty true.
I was laughing today during the video.
You did the swimming where you came up. I just felt like you were being waterboarded, you know, with that mask on. Like,
that's how it feels.
Yeah.
I was in the shower today with the mask, and I did not expect it to be completely and totally unbreathable in there. But it was.
Feel like waterboarding.
And the other thing I did, David, is I drove up into my driveway and I took my mask off and put it on the rearview mirror, but I was also wearing another mask because two masks is better than one. Three is actually better than two.
Let me show you my new flag.
So, David, are you in Long Island City? Where is that? Where are you on the water right there?
My mooring flag.
Water lays flat. What is a mooring flag?
So this is a mooring that I tie my boat up to. It's a mooring that... in this field of moorings.
So you just go out on that, but you're out on that boat by yourself?
I did come out by myself because I go swimming out here. I don't have a pool to swim in anymore. So I come out here and I swim along the island.
Wow.
Wow, that's so badass. I'm jealous.
That's nice. Alex, when do you go see Dave?
Next Friday. Not tomorrow, but next Friday. David's time. We're going to burn the whole town down. I hope the world doesn't end before the 14th. Gosh, I hope it doesn't.
So people come out here and they just grab any mooring. You know, you don't have to own one. You just use it, and the owner of the mooring comes out. They kick you off. So they're going to grab my mooring, and it has...
nice.
It has the FEYC, so Flat Earth Yacht Club.
Flat Earth Yacht Club.
And then I have this message. And then Chris Pontius is making a flat earth map.
Oh, nice.
Go over there. It literally has a white tire rim, a white bicycle tire, 27 inch tire as a bumper. And it's like epoxied. It's weatherproof. It's going to be insane. And Alex, it's going to be like 40, 50 pounds.
I know. I'm going to have to carry this.
Picking it up and taking it up, bringing it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pain in the ass. I mean, hauling your shit around DFW airport. Like, I hope I don't drop it on my foot.
Get on the plane. Don't check that crap.
Oh, no, I'm carrying. I don't check a bag, dude. I'm not waiting for that shit. No way, dude. No way. I'm gonna drop it in the plane and break the tray table. I'm going to do something. I'm going to cause a bunch of... Dude, I'm so fucked. I don't know what I'm going to do on the plane flight about the mask. I just don't know what situation I'm going to do. I have those goggles I can wear that's kind of a shield. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know.
What airline?
Spirit, dude. The worst airline ever. The flight was like free. They paid me to go on it, Jeremy. They paid they gave me $75 to fly to New York.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great.
No, they're gonna bitch at me. I'm gonna wear that shield. I mean, I'm gonna bring it. I'm gonna try not to wear a mask and say the deviated septum line and say I just had surgery on my nose. I did a little too much cocaine and college.
Don't lie. You know,
they can't say shit to that I had surgery on my nose.
I've been thinking more and more, you know, the mask, the little spittle is what's going to cause it. cause you to infect somebody, but they got to stick that nose and poke the thinnest part of your brain barrier. It causes leaky blood brain barrier. I mean, how many times you got to poke that thing? Someone's doing it in a car with a freaking long Q-tip. You know how?
You know the college students are having to do that just to go to school now.
Yeah. How many times do you have to stick a Q-tip deep in your ear before you pop your eardrop?
Yeah, right? Never.
It makes you instantly cry. It makes tears just instantly start tearing up. Your tear ducts will just release.
I start to cry just thinking about it.
Yeah, it makes me sick. All these sports stars, too, I'm having to do it numerous times.
Speaking of crying, your emotionalized video, David. I'm sick of you and Rose, all your emotional videos. You're getting me all triggered. And
come on.
I'm not trying to be triggered by y'all. They were supposed to laugh, have some fun.
Did you cry?
Well, you're like, I was suicidal in high school. I didn't cry, but everybody's suicidal in junior high and high school.
That's not a story. That's just the video. It was a good damn video, man. I get a lot of
it's good.
It's a freaking great video.
Heartstrings, you're trying to pull on.
Lincoln Graham is the man. He's the guy that goes around New York. He's been documenting this whole thing.
Right.
Guy needs an award for the work he's done.
Are the people out there wearing masks?
Nobody wearing a mask.
Nice.
The only place. I mean, like, that's why I come out here. It just gets people away.
What about your boat slip? Are the people around the slip all wearing masks?
No, not on the boat slips, but the when you go by the yacht clubs, the tender boat that takes you out to your boat, guys, they all wear, they have to wear masks on them. So it's just like.
Did I tell you when we went to the pool that the people in the pool were wearing masks? Swimming?
Yeah, you did tell me that.
Oh, yeah, on Monday, I forgot.
It doesn't make sense.
It's a sad, sad state of affairs, and I don't know how it's going to go away.
Hey, well, while we have David here, David, what are we going to film? You have some filming ideas. What are we going to film on Friday?
It all depends on the weather. You know, we might be able to do a good mirror test. We just might be able to just come and do a live stream. We could do it from the phone. I don't know. We'll figure something out. I invited Zulu because he lives close, but he's going to a party I wasn't invited to at Karen's house.
I wasn't invited either, for the record.
Yeah, it's all right. I think it's a no Jews thing.
Wow.
Smart.
Did you see that picture on Owen's? Did you see that picture of Owen from the explosion that he put a Jew on top of it?
That's all I can see now. That's all
I can, all I can see. It's so
the
funny.
Grabbler.
The Grabbler's in there. I heard a funny joke the other day I'd never heard before, but somebody says, how do you fit 6 million Jews in a Volkswagen? You ever heard that one?
No.
In the ashtray?
Oh.
You haven't heard that?
I've heard that. I've heard them all. I feel like I've heard a lot of those jokes. If I would have thought about it, those jokes are such trash, though. You know what I mean?
I had some woman interviewed me about the problem with anti-Semitism in the Flat Earth movement. And she was looking for me to just really freak out about it. But I said, listen, you know, Eric Dubay is the one that kind of introduced it, you know, because he was coming out about Flat Earth and then did all this Holocaust stuff. And I said, I haven't really looked into the Holocaust. I go, but there's serious problems with the numbers. If you do the math, it just doesn't work. I said, so I don't have a problem with anybody asking questions, anything. And she's really trying to get me to say something. She goes, well, what about the people that, you know, say they hate Jews? I'm like, they're welcome to hate Jews. That's their problem, not my problem. You know, it's like, you can't group everybody together. And I go, you put 20 random people together anywhere, have some Holocaust deniers in there. You're going to have a couple assholes. You know, put three people together right here. Look, we have an asshole.
Yeah. A Bitcoin scammer.
Yeah.
A Bitcoin scamming Jew hater. And
I love Jews, Dave. Come on.
He just told the ashtray.
How can I be a Jew hater if I'm on the stream with two Jews?
Yeah, how? You're not. You love them. But did you explain to her? Did you explain to her the difference of how Jews are known for being deceptive, and that's kind of why there's that, maybe that overlap is not really true, but people might think that.
You know what? I don't care. I don't care about any of it. I mean, anybody can believe whatever they want. Just don't get in my face. break my natural rights. And
like I realized this week, I'm pro-vaccine. I mean, for anybody who wants one, I'm pro-vaccine. For me, I'm anti-vaccine. But but overall, if you're talking, think of the numbers. For the one person, me, myself, and my wife and my child, I'm anti-vax. I'm really only like 0.00001% anti-vax because I'm pro-vaccine for everybody that wants one, which is a majority of the world. So I'm actually more pro-vaccine than I am anti.
Let me be the devil's advocate. I'm anti-vaccine because sudden infant death syndrome and freaking autism. So where all these poor people are giving their kids. I know a guy that just called me and said his son, he called my show, said his son is vaccine injured. That's why they think he has autism. It's messed up.
And my son happened to Bob's son. A lot of us have been through it. And if it's 15 years later when you realize it or 10 years later, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. So I know. I think that vaccines are the cause of 99% of all disease.
Well, that's an important stat. Is I'd like to see how many people that got coronavirus or tested positive for that.
They'll never release those numbers. You'll never get that report because the answer is probably all of them.
100%. I bet it's like literally 100% of people that got coronavirus had serious symptoms had some sort of flu shot or vaccine inoculation. Yeah.
Absolutely. Alex, did you ever get a flu shot?
In my life, yes. We know my flu shot story. You guys make fun of me for saying I'm a flu shot victim because it gave me mono and I had to miss 6 football games my junior year and I was a badass football player. Did you know Mr. David Weiss was a classmate with the only Steve Young? Did you know that?
That is true. No, I was a year younger.
A year younger.
High school?
High school, yeah. And I played football with him until I got cut during tryouts.
That's not playing football.
One of the top 10 football players of all time.
That is true.
Yes. Wow, I didn't know that. My brother played football with goodness, what was his name? What was the quarterback for the Niners recently?
Alex Smith.
No, before him. Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia is a stud.
Gilroy High, my hometown, yeah.
Well, my high school quarterback was Matt Stafford, who's the starting quarterback for the Detroit Lions. We were really good. So we're all name dropping here, dude. Look at the fly swatter, dude. I love that. Dang.
The electric fly swatter. It's the greatest thing ever. This is the greatest thing ever.
But if you drop that water, you're gonna electrocute some fish, dude. You got
vegans are pissed right now. Vegans are so pissed.
It's all right, vegans.
They're so upset right now. They can't see straight. Oh.
Did you hear that? That was just a tiny little mosquito. It's so satisfying, too.
Yes.
This only works on a flat Earth, by the way.
It proves flat Earth.
It proves flat Earth.
Right.
Dude, let me ask you a question. What is up with the friggin' tin can thing? What is that? Like, is that supposed to be like a cargo ship to going to Mars? Because it's supposed to go to Mars. And
wait, that's supposed to go to Mars?
That is eventually going to go to Mars, and it's like a cargo.
How can it take off or land on Mars? There's no atmosphere, they say.
It didn't even go straight up.
That was just a test. They did that with there were other rockets. You know, they like tested, Falcon Heavy they tested and everything. They did all those test little jumps.
Yeah, test.
So this was just a test, a launch and landing.
What's with your friend, the space balloons? Why is he so jizzing over there? Yes, he's your friend.
I keep going back and forth with him. Is he just is he a mind controlled shill? Is he retarded or
Dave? It's all about
the management. Is he getting paid to do this?
It might be hidden.
Well, he's not getting paid. I mean, you just need to make a space channel. You'll get tons of money.
Yeah, but does he believe what he's saying?
It doesn't matter. It's like the everyday astronaut. Yeah, I think they believe it. To me, it just makes more sense for them to believe it, but. You could do it and not believe it if you feel like selling your soul.
Yeah.
But again, I don't feel like doing
this. He's just so happy. I don't know. I think he's like a CIA mind-controlled guy that was bred for this.
Bred? I don't know. Maybe.
You think he has some sort of secret information? That's the thing is, I doubt it. I think, yeah. I don't know if these are real, but...
It works better if you find people like that who really believe it. That just makes it worse. It makes it so much easier for the elite. They can just sit back and laugh. They don't have to have a, what if this guy admits it? What if this guy comes out with his real, what he knows? No, it's easier if they believe it. They just sit back and love it.
Hey, Jared, what's the story of the space lab before the International Space Station? How high did the space lab go?
Sky lab?
Yeah, same the thing.
Sky lab. Yeah, you know what I mean.
200, 250.
So it was right around the same. It went to supposedly the same distance.
Yeah, that's what they all.
I love how the ballers still use Skylab. That one trick they did where they ran around in the circle.
Yeah, it's so bad.
As their proof of, right. of space being real.
So stupid.
I mean, that's all they have.
And it's so easy to do in that guppy plane they have, right? And you could just do, you know, even do parabolic flights and do it.
I think that was more other kind of trickery. I think
that was like a carnival ride, honestly, some sort of simulator like ride they did that in. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just guessing that, but I imagine that's what they were on.
Doesn't prove anything. No. Dave, what's your thought of the Beirut explosion? Anything? Or are you just what
I think that it was a real explosion and people died because I saw some horrific footage.
Yeah, there's some crazy footage.
What's that?
They had pictures of firefighters that first came on the scene right before they died. Them trying to open up a thing. It's really sad. You got to go on Daily Mail and it's like the firefighters arriving to the scene and all the people in the picture are now dead.
So I saw, you know, like real dead people, and I'm hoping that somebody makes a video comparing those wounded to the Boston bombing or the Florida. Yeah,
here's the video of the guy in the wheelchair with his leg blown off, wheeling himself around after it. I haven't seen any of that.
Jeff Bowman.
Yeah.
No, but I haven't seen any for the Beirut explosion.
Oh, right, because it's real. But right. But what did it? I don't believe any of the official story, you know, that they stored all of that ammo or all of the explosions or that it was a fireworks factory. I don't know what it was.
True, yeah.
I think it's just a distraction to get us farther away from flat Earth.
It is working. Dude, they got us so disconnected from flat Earth, David. We can't hardly even broach the subject because there's too much crap in the way.
My last three videos were not flat Earth videos, but they all have a flat Earth touch in them.
But how can it really?
It's actually working because there's people that are watching my videos that are anti-mask or whatever. And then at the end, it tells them the Flat Earth app, and right. they're getting it. I'm getting messages. People are like, "What the hell is this Flat Earth?"
But we have to be honest. Isn't the COVID thing, the mask thing, it's more important than Flat Earth because it's killing people?
No,
I don't know.
The whole thing is bad, but they want us because that's not going to bring people. You know, if you wake someone up to the mask thing, all right, they still live in this crazy world and they're still on a ball. You have to get people off the ball so they know right. that they're at the center of creation. And I'm so just they don't want that.
They just destroyed people's lives over this. I mean, it's just sickening. Yeah. But I don't know what we can do other than expose it. We had a good laugh about it on YouTube earlier because Alex and I are now trying to be number one and number two in the line for vaccines.
Oh, you're trying also.
Yeah. I want to be in line. I want to get like I told Alex at least seven or eight, like Alex, one in each eye, calves, arms.
You got to find a spot like where you're really like camped out, and then someone's got to call the news media to say that people are lining up for the vaccine already.
So I was thinking if you would have sent your video of Dr. Mason, that probably would have ended up on NBC News.
No. This is the one I was going to tell Jared. My idea is I want to go back there with like five or six guys from the car auction, the people that drive the cars through the lane that make like $8 an hour that are ex-convicts that can't get a job. And I'll pay them like 30 or 40 bucks. I'll spend, you know, $300 or $400 and we'll go out there and actually wait and set up camps and tent. Then they would have, if it was a group of people, they would shit their pants. All those cops, they wouldn't know what to do. And because, dude, they thought I was really scared, David. Like they thought I was serious at Target. You know, they didn't like it. They thought when I was wearing those goggles, people wanted
to. You're filming yourself.
I know. They thought I was retarded. They thought I was autistic or something. They thought I was like a retarded adult.
The girl says, "Why are you filming this?" He said, "Because I want to go viral on TikTok."
I did like that. I did hear that. That was
number
funny.
One on TikTok. That was hilarious. Makes sense. I mean, that's why you would be filming that, because you want to be go viral on TikTok for being number one in line for the vaccine. Makes sense.
Hysterical.
So funny.
Ridiculous.
So good. Yeah. And it's so funny because every week you just don't know what's coming next at this point. It's just they don't surprise me anymore. I mean, you wake up, you're like, oh, what's going to be? It's like a comedy to me. It's like a real comedy. But
now they have checkpoints in and out of New York City,
right?
Where they say they're stopping people. I haven't seen it myself. I think most of this is just fear. And I think if they stop you, they're just going to ask you questions, and you can say, no, thank you, I don't answer questions, and they're going to let you go.
Now, I heard Connecticut is out of power. Is this just more nonsense? I mean,
nonsense. There's small power outages. We had a major, we had like 100-mile-an-hour winds that took down trees, but my power went out for 10 seconds twice. That's it.
Did you see Gary Garcetti's turning off the power for parties in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I saw that.
I heard but that, but have they done it is the question.
Right. I want to see it first, right.
But the threat, though, is just as bad.
The threat of finding people is stopping people from doing it. I'm still going to Costco or wherever, not right. wearing a mask, and it's
but,
still working.
But nobody else is.
You're right. There's not many people. And, right. and Southwest Airlines is the worst.
That's why the threat works.
Yeah, they're stopping people.
What do you think about Melbourne, Australia, telling people they can't live, you know, they can't leave their house for further than 2 miles, and now the military can go in there and get you?
Don't exaggerate, Jaron. It's 3 miles.
I thought it was 3 kilometers, which would actually
be 5 kilometers, 3.2 miles.
All right. Sorry, you're allowed to go 3 miles. You're allowed to go 2, but 3, better watch out.
Yeah, and it's one hour a day. But they're saying this. The question is, are they enforcing it? People are freaking out. I watched a video today of this Aussie guy just flipping out.
Pissed off at that they're
pissed
doing
off,
this?
Just yelling at people.
David, if martial law happened and they came and tried to take people's AK-47, do you think people would start shooting back? I highly doubt it.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. I don't think that they're going to do that. They're just going to scare people into complying. I don't think that they have enough brainwashed police officers, army guys that will go against American people. They would turn. They would end up turning on the generals, whatever. I believe that there's more patriotic people in this country.
What if they're incentivized and they get? You know what I mean? Anybody will do anything for a dollar is the problem, or you know what I mean? There's always some. It's like with vaccines. The reason why they're so dangerous is the doctors get rated on the percentage of people that actually take it. So if they have a patient that doesn't take it, it hurts their percentage. So their bonuses go down.
But here's the thing: everything is contract. You know, we're in this contract commerce system. And everything is an offer, and you can either accept the offer or not. They could scare you and make you believe that you need to accept the offer, but they can't. The thing that concerns me is auto-followers. Auto-followers can break this. They can come and not realize that they can only offer you something. They may try to enforce it. So how many auto-followers are there? And, auto-followers are the problem.
Everybody's an auto-follower.
No, not really. I'm not an order follower.
Dave, you're a weird, unique person, right, David? You know you're not like everybody else. I don't know if you know that.
What?
You're in the 1%.
Yeah, you're not like everybody else, bud. Just a newsflash.
I'm trying to see,
hey,
Dave.
That's a good t-shirt. I'm the 1%.
No.
That's a racist thing. They'll cancel you. What are they called? They're 1%ers.
Dave, I'm looking behind you. I think I see a curvature to that ocean.
You see a curvature?
Yeah, I do.
Damn.
It's obvious now. I admit
that. You guys hear those when those pop?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Love it. Nothing more satisfying.
Satisfying. I like the blue LED. It looks like you're in a nightclub. Looks like you're in Ibiza or something. You're in Spain.
It would be too dark if I turned them off.
Yeah,
Should we take any calls? What should we do, Jaron?
Right. I'll let you guys go. I'll listen to the show. I'm gonna head in.
All right, and at the end we'll play our video. You can see Alex dancing with the cats.
Very good. All right, thanks for having
Later.
Me on.
Peace. See we you. Love you.
Yeah, always a pleasure, David.
All right, just take another call. What time are we at? Are we?
We're 2:15. I'm down for whatever. I just didn't know if we.
I like this Thursday show. We're actually having some fun, and I like the calls. The calls have been great.
Dude, you don't realize, but I didn't realize people bring so much more to the show by doing the interactive. It just makes it so much better, in my opinion.
It's good. Let's take another one.
Caller, you're on live from the 540. Are you in New Orleans? Or from New Orleans is 504. Where you at?
Hello, in Virginia.
Virginia. I'm a dumbass, dude. Don't ever listen to half of what I say, but you're live. Well, how can we help you?
That's a foregone conclusion, man.
Yeah.
See, this guy's good. This is what we tell people, right? Do your own research. Don't listen to us. Take the good, leave the bad. You know, leave when Alex Stein predicts area codes because it's wrong. Go ahead. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you know, it was amazing how you have Dave. This is a call-in show. Here's Dave. Monopolized the whole thing.
Sorry.
Dave. We love him, but there you go.
Yeah, he does it when he's on his boat, too. He just happens to do it while he's on his boat on the water. That's just a coinkydink, like 9/11 melts, jet fuel melts.
It's totally Jewish supremacy, really.
Yeah. So does Dave stick his pinky out, you know, when he's sipping his martinis on the boat? That's what I want to know. But
not on camera. Not on camera, but off camera, definitely. For sure. Hey, and he's got two or three olives in there, too. He's not a one olive guy. It's at least three.
Yeah, right. Multiple olives, of course.
Absolutely. You know? Mm-hmm.
But, hey, I won't take too much of you guys' time. Love your shows. Great. The whole mask thing, I mean, go to my hometown. We have a farm down there, and I go down there, and so it's in the rural part of Virginia. And way back weeks ago, they were very much just open mask, you know, no mask. Just it was very normal.
But it all changed
now. You know, all these weeks later, every one of these stores, you know, they have the mask sign in the window. And the one, this one store I went into, grocery store down there, and this young kid, you know, bless his heart, you know, I walk in there and, you know, he jumps up and says, sir, you know, masks are mandatory. Would you like to have one? And I just said, no. And I walked right in. Once you walk right in and have a little bit of confidence, you know, it doesn't seem, at least in this part of Virginia, that they get very aggressive.
Well, they can't call the cops, and they're not going to get aggressive with you if they're employees. They've been told it's the same thing as like when I was a store manager with CVS. I mean, we were told, you know, if somebody's trying to steal some alcohol, you can say, hey, don't steal that. Hey, what are you doing? But the second they walk out the door, I mean, you're not to do anything. I mean, you can't chase people down. I mean, if you get hurt, that's on the business, right? So, I mean, if somebody approached you and you punched him, the business is going to have to pay for that employee's injury. It's not going to be, you know, I mean, so they're not going to do anything. But again, they're not going to call the cops because the cops aren't going to do anything. But what they're hoping will happen, and some videos are showing this, whether or not it's true or not, is that they hope that the citizen police will come at you. They hope that, you know, right, multiple people will call you out. Now, again, is that happening? You're hearing stories, and of course you'll see those videos on Instagram or Facebook, but it's not happening a lot.
Yeah, but yeah, imagine exactly. If people haven't been paid yet, Jaron. The contact tracers haven't been paid. Imagine when these people are getting $15 an hour to do it, how much more ticky-tacky they're
getting. Why aren't they getting paid now?
Well, I'm sure there are some contact tracers, but the system's not, you know, fully put in place, dude.
I don't answer my phone unless I know who the caller is. So if you call me from a block number or from just one phone number or something, sorry, you'll be leaving a message and I'll get back to you when I can. Alex, what if tomorrow when you go out to the store, what if you wear a diaper on your face? Have you thought about that? Because diapers are, you can get a, you know, a nice baby diaper, put that on the face. Face mask. I mean, I might start doing some diaper mask videos.
Yes, caller.
Hey guys, one last thing, and I'll get off the line here. But Jaron, you mentioned you know, college students, you know, these draconian things that measures right. You're going to have to go through. My daughter is a rising freshman. She's within 2 weeks, she's going to be going to a prominent university in Pennsylvania and out of state. And last week we got emails that linked all these different things that either new or returning students will have to do including a week of self-imposed, 7 days of self-imposed quarantine prior to arrival at campus. There's going to be 30,000 students and faculty that, depending on their zip code or country of origin, whatever, are going to be having to be tested before they arrive on campus. None of the students, no students can go to any of the football games at this point in time. It's only reserved for
alumni.
For the alumni, you know, and also there's going to be, I think it's daily, 1% of the student body and faculty will be randomly tested, and they're calling it surveillance testing. If that doesn't give chills up your spine, I don't know what does.
That makes me nervous as heck.
Everything about this makes me nervous. Yeah, I've heard that all these different blood tests and donate blood, and you're going to have to give blood to get on a plane, and these poor college students. Yeah. I mean, you have to tell us. You have to call back in a couple weeks and tell us if your daughter has to actually go through all this, or did they say that she's going to actually be physically tested some certain amount of times?
Well, the email, you know, fortunately, we don't live here in Virginia. We don't live in one of their high risk profiles. Now there are parts of Virginia like Tidewater or Northern Virginia,
Virginia
maybe
Beach.
In the Richmond area that would. But her, I will say this, you know, her roommate is from a major city in Illinois. Her future roommate, pending roommate, and because of where she lived, we understand that she's already gotten the notification that she has to be tested. So it's really unbelievable. Oh, and one other thing, I haven't read it, but they also have to sign a coronavirus contract with the university that says basically, you know, I, as a new student, will abide by whatever you all say, whatever the local ordinance say, whatever the governor says. It's unbelievable.
Well, the stupid thing is you sit at your house for 7 days after pre-quarantine, and then they go out to one fast food restaurant and they're immediately – I mean, there's no science to – and even though they give you fake science, there's no proof any of those measures stop the coronavirus. There's no proof that sitting in your house for 7 days heals the coronavirus. You cannot change my mind on that.
What is the 7 days? I thought, you know, we were saying it was 14 days. What does 7 days have to do with anything? And, you know, the other thing is, you know, when you start looking at dormitory and all those, you know, they now have categorized, you know, one of the larger dorms, that's going to be the COVID dorm. So any students that, you know, maybe while they're already there, they arrived, they were okay, but then they took a random test and shows up positive. Boom. They go into this dorm.
So dumb.
I have no idea how this is all going to work.
Yeah, how are they going to move all their clothes and shit? What about their infected clothes in one dorm? They're going to move their closet. You're going to have some drunk, hungover kid that doesn't even go to class half the time move all of his crap into a new dorm. It's never going to happen.
Oh, and the other thing, they've got to wear masks in all campus building. And so I'm thinking, well, how do you sleep in your dorm? Are you suggesting that they are going to wear a mask and sleep in the dorm? I mean, is that asinine or what?
Well,
unbelievable.
I believe they're doing this on purpose because they want to just transfer it all to Tela, to e-learning. They want to literally get rid of these schools, and they just want to do it all on the computer. And then people will just be basically buying their degree online, but it'll be from Penn State or from, you know, whatever the hell, you know what I mean?
Yeah, spot on, Alex. I agree 100%. It's almost like they're making it so painful and so ridiculous that the only options are online. And so if you're paying, you know, out-of-state tuition, you know, it's only going to take one semester when you get fooled with that and it's all over. But, yeah, ugly. It's like made so painful and ridiculous on purpose to make people not want to go back.
Here's the crazy thing. I don't know how you feel about this, but why send your daughter? I mean,
who wants to go to college and have that experience? I think that's a good thing. Even though it's a waste.
Here's the thing. You know, my daughter, she attended a special program in high school that was mass communications, and there's only certain schools, you know, around that have a specific program for that, you know, either broadcasting, journalism, you know, on and on and on. This particular, you know, major university of Pennsylvania has that school. So when she got accepted, it was like, this is wonderful. You know, it's right up her alley. And right now, I mean, it's almost like, I agree with you. It's like your emotions take over and she's going to be heartbroken.
Yeah, and a broadcasting degree is the degree you need the most in school learning. You know what I mean? You need the most hands-on. That's probably the hardest degree to get online because you got to actually talk to your teacher and learn how to do the broadcasting skills. There's a lot of give and take. It's not just a teacher giving you information, you take it. You actually have to participate.
Yeah, in a Zoom classroom taking multiple choice.
Exactly. It's totally different.
But I mean, it gets to be real complicated because my wife and I are like, you know, we're going, oh my gosh, you know, are they, would this school or this state in 2 or 3 weeks after the freshmen go for the first time and returning students show up, are they going to be such bastards that they turn around and say, I'm sorry, you know, wave 2, 3, whatever number we're on now, everybody's got to go back to their home. It's just knowing, you know.
I think they're just setting all this stuff up to disaster. All these things will lead to disaster. Nothing will work. You can't test. I mean, it's just like they open these schools. I don't know where they were, right? But they open this one school district, and then they close all the schools because it said, you know, 1 or 2 first graders tested positive. And we know the tests are bullshit and that they have false positives. And just because now they shut down all the schools. So this is what's going to happen. It's the same thing with baseball. They're testing these guys like every single day. So of course, you're going to have a few positive tests every once in a while, and then you have to put the team down. Then the games doesn't get played. So this whole season is just meant to show you again, just like I think the masks are meant to remind you that there's a pandemic. The baseball season is meant to remind you that there's a pandemic because there's no fans in the stands. And after about another month or two, they'll have to cancel the season because too many teams can't play anymore. It's all by design.
Right. All by design. Yeah.
And I think exactly. The same thing's going to happen with these colleges. Well, these colleges are going to say that they're going to open. They're going to open, and then it's going to be problem after problem. Oh, 10 freshmen were tested positive, and they put too many people in the COVID wing, and then more people got tested positive, so school had to shut down. It's going to all be online. It's just all by design, in my opinion. They know that these things will fail. They'll never work, and so it'll make it look like we just can't operate in the COVID era when the truth is everybody should go back to school, everybody should go back to work, and let this thing run its course like every flu in the history of the world.
And listen to this. This is a sick part. I got to mention this. If like a crisis happens at a school, it gets shut down that semester, a lot of times you get automatic A's, or every different school has different bylaws. So what I'm saying is they'll incentivize the students to end the semester by saying, hey, you guys will all get A's, so you're done with the semester. You know, they'll incentivize. Like
this. I couldn't believe it. I thought that people in the U.S. were getting an extra $600 a month. They were getting $600 a week.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
$600 times 40. That's it. That's working 40 hours for 15 bucks an hour. Yeah.
$600 a week to sit home and do nothing. Why would you ever want to go back to work?
No, you know, you wouldn't.
$600 a week is ridiculous. That's all I need to make. I
mean, right there. Anyhow, look, guys, I appreciate it. You guys have a good rest of the evening, all right?
Thank you for calling. Take care.
Appreciate it.
Well, the phone lines are now open, guys. 214-216-6169. How many do you want to take, Jaron? How much time you got left? I got to use a record. Here soon.
Let's do one more because I'd like to keep the video below 3 hours. 2.5 is good, people, because it's easy to upload to my site and Vimeo. And by the way, if people still don't know, if you can't find these videos, they're all on my website. So
they
only last on DLive for 3 days, and then they're on my website permanently, so you can find them.
And I got a website finally through Streamlabs, conspiracycastle.live. So if anybody wants to see my stream.
Does it look pretty? What if I go there now? What happens?
Look at her now. It looks like crap. Go to her now. I did a little bit to it. It's probably embarrassingly bad, but it'll get better, like my streams, guys. You know, an oak tree starts from a little seed and becomes a strong a beast of wood. And
conspiracycastle.live. Oh, a little. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got it. Well, the box is going to be because I don't have a stream. I haven't done a stream on it yet. So it'll have my last stream on there. In that top box.
What are these things at the bottom? These are links to videos or something?
Yeah, people can upvote them. It's like they've redditized it or something. So past videos, people like them, they can upvote them.
Powered by Streamlabs. I'm going to have to check out one of your streams. And with Streamlabs, you can go live at multiple places. Can you go live at DLive and YouTube?
Yeah, well, the problem is I have to use freaking Restream for that. So I had to pay. So I pay them, then I got to pay $19 for Restream. And I can
Why do you have to pay for Restream? Restream's free.
I know. It's true. To do as many as I want. I can do Restream.
You're also doing Facebook and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm doing Facebook. I'm doing Periscope. I'm trying to do eight at once.
That's a lot.
With Streamlabs, you get three. You can do three. But I'm just trying to do a lot. I'm trying to get my content out there. But last call. Caller, you're live with Jaron and Alex. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Alex?
What's
hey,
up,
Jaron? Brother? What's up?
How's it going?
Big, big fan of both of y'all. Thank you. Calling all the time with Alex. This is Nick Brown.
Nick,
thanks for being in the D-Live chat. I appreciate your patronage.
Yeah, no problem. I try to support as much as possible. Alex Jones actually is Bill Hicks. That's a fact. Yeah. Another one you need to look into it for me, Alex, because I'm pretty sure that Charles Manson was a young George Bush Jr.
Wait, say that again. So you think who was his dad, George W. Bush? I mean, George H. Bush was his father?
I think Charles Manson is George Bush Jr.
So Prescott Bush? Who's his dad? I'm saying who's his dad then? Who's Charles Manson's dad?
No. I mean, Charles Manson was George Bush when he was younger.
Oh, wow.
It's MK Ultra deal, dude. Look into it. The Morgyle did an episode about it like years and years ago, I think. But dude, you have to look at this one, dude. They got the same facial structure, same voice, same accent, even like the Texas accent, even or Southern draw. Dude, you got to look into it.
Well, Alex Jones' age doesn't make sense. He's like supposedly only like 41 right now. You know what I mean? His age makes no sense.
The Alex Jones is pretty obvious, yeah. And they have like the same guy, right, that helped him out, the whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, same writer. I forget that guy's name. Same writer.
What's his name? God.
I know. It's going to bug me, too. I know his name. Bill Hicks' writing partner. Bill Hicks' writing partner. This is going to be so annoying.
They had the same agent, even, or something.
Agent, yeah, but we're trying to think of his name.
Bill Hicks, comedian. Yeah, what is his name? This is. I hate that I'm crapping the bed. It's not coming up. Richard Linklater.
Thank you.
Yeah, Linklater, yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yep. Anyways, yeah, I just wanted to. I didn't have much else to contribute conversation.
Well, what about George Bush being in Dallas when JFK was shot?
That's true. Yeah. Did you ever see my video that proves that George
JFK got shot? I'm pretty sure George Bush did it.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
He was also in the CIA when they say he wasn't, because I've got pictures of him at a funeral with Kennedy standing on the steps. Clearly him.
And he was unqualified to be in the CIA. What didn't they consider him a new fresh meat or something, Jaron, on your video? What was it?
Yeah, but he's in front of Congress even. He said that he wasn't in the CIA.
And George Bush said he didn't know where he was the day JFK got shot. But he was right beside his vehicle when he got shot. Yeah.
And then all that money went to Houston. LBJ sent all that money to Texas. So selfishly, I think it probably helped my state, but obviously it didn't help the country.
Yeah. So chances. It all starts with I'm open to it. That's yeah. I mean, how could you close your mind to anything at this point?
Well, that's the problem, Jared, is when you're trying to show truth to people, is they have their brain password protected. So we can show them all this truth, but unless we can crack that password, we're never going to get through to them. And so that's the problem, is people have to let their guard down and open up their account to us, you know, whatever. Open up the floodgates, whatever terminology you want to use, because you're never going to be able to download the information with a firewall.
No, and that's why they do that too, and that's why they teach you all these things in school and try and set you up, because to change your mind is a tall feat for most people. For us, it's pretty easy. We've changed our mind about where we freaking live. So, I mean, it's very easy when you give me some new information. I used to just default shut down. Now I'm very open to it. I said, okay, I'll look into that. And what does it hurt to entertain thoughts? It doesn't hurt a soul. But it's something they teach you can't do. Anything coming from the outside, you have to immediately fight off. It's just like we all went through when I was told 9/11 was an inside job. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? That's ridiculous. Don't ever bring that up to my attention again. Why? Because it's just anything that goes against your strongly held beliefs. It's the whole cognitive dissonance thing.
It happens. Nick, before you go, what'd you think about that stupid tin can rocket? Was that not the biggest load of crap you've ever seen?
Did they actually claim that was an actual grain silo that they hollowed out? Or what was that? Like, I don't know
what it's supposed to be. I don't really like to look into it because it's so stupid. Yeah. Right? I mean, what is it supposed to be?
It wasn't literally. They were just describing it as a grain silo. I don't think unless it has some sort of, maybe it's shaped like that, Jaren, so it can carry supplies.
To where?
To Mars, bro, dude. It's right there, man.
You can barely 100 feet off the ground. So is it going to get 200 feet? Is it going to get 500 feet? It's so stupid. I mean, we have planes that take people by the hundreds. From the United States to the UK. Why is that freaking tin can impressive?
Right.
I don't get it.
Space was dead at right. I just got into the flat Earth maybe like a year or so ahead of the Tesla, maybe 2 years ahead of the Tesla launch with the Roadster. As soon as that happened, I thought, wow, everybody knows that space is fake now.
I would think so too. Now, I did have a couple of friends.
A lot of people don't even know that there's a fucking car supposedly.
I had a couple of friends who used to just laugh and say, oh my God, Jaren's a flat earther. He doesn't think space is real. And we would just kind of joke about it, go play poker, and it just goes by without much saying. And then when that happened, I had all of them coming to me like, tell me this is not supposed to be real. I'm like, now you guys see what the hell I'm talking about. Yes, that's supposed to be real. They're like, no, but people don't really believe it's real. I'm like, yes, that is what people believe. People believe that's real. If you want to believe it's real, go ahead. I call fake, and they're like, no, that's definitely fake. Yeah, but I still think space is real.
Because the glass didn't pop, and the paint didn't melt, and the glass didn't warp, and the metal didn't steam or anything. Come on. I mean, what is it? There's a 560-degree difference between night and day in space, supposedly.
Well, that's the thing. That's if you believe their story about space anyway. That's why it gets impossible to argue, because it's like when we say, you know, and how is this going to land on Mars if there's 1% atmosphere? They just make up bullshit. And now the thing is that they claim that in the 60s and 70s, right? So they've had to stick with that. So that's why it's just ridiculous, because they can't go back now and ever say, oh, by the way, Mars now has an atmosphere, because then too many people would be onto the trick. So they have to stick with the story.
Well, Jared, NASA is just like going to medical school. You can't tell the medical teacher that, oh, this is how you do the surgery, dude. So all these people in NASA are just regurgitating what they were told. They can't be like, you know what, professor? I actually think that the sun is 91 million miles away. They'd be like, what? No, you know, they could never have any free thought.
No, because that's the whole scam as it is. I mean, that's why Neil deGrasse Tyson believes what he does. Why? Because he read out of a book. And they told him it was the truth, and he got passing grades. He could regurgitate what the book told him. End of story. You don't get any awards for saying, no, it's not the way the book says. You get taken out of class.
Yeah.
You get sent to the paper. No free thought allowed.
It's messed up.
All right. Yeah, appreciate
it. I'm a huge fan, but been watching you for like 3.5-4 years, Jaren.
Thank you.
I'm a patron for $5 a month.
Sweet, thank you.
I get by every once in a while, so I try to promote you guys. keep doing what y'all are doing, because you are, we're well past critical mass. Like, I think critical mass happened a couple of years ago at least, and now it's just the crap that they're propagandizing and getting out there. Everybody just sees right through it now. So keep it up, guys.
Thank you, Nick.
A lot of the people that watch this, I agree, they see right through it. They don't, but the other 99% of people, they just eat it up. Whatever the news says, they love it. I don't know
if that's true. I base a lot of it and then expect people to treat them as though they think it's real. I think most people know that.
That's a good point. And you know, like Alex, you know that party that they keep showing in LA that Garcetti says he's going to shut down, right? The reason for that. I mean, that party proves that people don't believe in COVID.
Oh, yeah. And I think everybody inherently knows that you can only be so worried about this virus and they want to go back to living their normal life.
My wife and I went out to dinner last night. And of course, we're not allowed indoor dining here, but we went out to a place where we could eat outside. And, you know, you're looking around at all the people eating outside. And I told my wife, there's not one person here that believes in the coronavirus. They wouldn't be here. If you really believed it, you wouldn't be eating at a restaurant with used silverware and plates and drinking out of cups that somebody else just drank out of and just hoping that people wash the freaking dishes in the table before you got there.
but they want to wear the mask because they want to be politically correct. They're too afraid to go against the mainstream.
No, nobody there was wearing a mask, thank goodness. But it's because you have to eat and drink. I'm assuming that you don't wear masks there. And they seat you. You go to the front and you say, I'm here. And then they take you around to the gates and you go sit on the back patio. But there's no way anybody there is afraid of the coronavirus or they wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with all these people going to Walmart. And I mean, if you were really afraid of the virus, you wouldn't be shopping at freaking Walmart.
Well, did you see they held a church service at Walmart? The city, they had shut down all the church services, so they convened at a Walmart. Yes. Yeah, I need to send it. But they had a church service at a Walmart, and they couldn't shut it down.
Too funny. I haven't seen it.
Well, thank you, caller. I appreciate you calling, Nick.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Yeah, I'll call you on your stream sometime.
Peace. Well, Jaron, it's 2:45. We want to play that video, but let's I love coming on here, so I don't want to seem like I'm in a hurry, but I kind of got to go tinkle. So,
I'm gonna play the Media Bear video, and we're out of here. So we'll see you guys tomorrow for the lounge at noon Pacific, and then definitely, you know, watch Raw, watch Sunday Globusters. We'll have something this Sunday, and then Bob may not be back, but I'll do something with the guys. Maybe Alex can join us. We'll see. And then we'll be back Monday for Raw. And then again, obviously, next Thursday, Alex and I will do it all over again. We'll take your calls again.
Let me plug your Monday show. If anybody here doesn't listen to Jaron's Monday show on Truth Frequency Radio, I honestly believe it's one of Jaron's best shows. The only thing annoying about it is commercials. If it didn't have commercials, it would be Jaron's best freaking show. And it is my favorite.
It's great. And Dave Weiss is there. And we've got Jason Lindgren and Rose 777 is all there. It's good. I used to promote it more, but now that I don't make any money off the show. So it's kind of like, it's just there. But I'm trying to do something on my website where I can put that up, where people can get it, especially if they're patrons. All that stuff is coming. We're working through some kinks. We tried doing this on StreamYard today. I think it went okay. It'll probably be the way that Alex and I do the show, at least for Thursdays. And who knows? Alex, if you ever come out to LA or, you know.
Oh, I'm going to be there, man. We're meeting, bud. But. The thing is, I just hate that there's no Flat Earth International Conference this year. If anybody should have one, we should figure out how to have one.
Yeah, I don't know how we could do it. But I'm going to try and see if we could do something online. And we could just do an online kind of thing. I don't know. We'll work on it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to play the Media Bear video. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, DLive. Did I make any lemons on DLive? Yeah, thank you, DLive, for helping out a little bit. Kimmy Lattice says, I like the commercials. No, you don't. Stop it. But yeah, all your support helps. If people don't know, the 4,000 lemons I made today, that's $50. I mean, it's not, you know, how long have we been on the stream? 2.5 hours. It's like $12 an hour. I don't know. It could be better.
Better than no dollars an hour, but let's get some more lemons, guys. Spread the lemons next Thursday. Come on.
Yeah, we'll still do it. We still do the show because we enjoy to do it. I need a laugh in my life. And Alex provides that. I like watching his newest stuff, and I can't wait to watch him do some goggle shaming. That should be fun.
All right, guys,
we're going to watch the Media Bear video, and then it's going to be gone. We'll see you guys next week. Until then, we love you, and peace.
mess.